This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's sitting just off Florida's Gulf Coast, and Tropical Storm Debbie is drenching parts of the state and spawning tornadoes.
It's my flesh. I saw everything happening. I actually said goodbye and said, I'm going.
But while he survived, a woman southeast of Tampa was killed when her home was destroyed. As for the storm,
Debbie moving just very slowly to the northeast, eventually making landfall in the Florida Panhandle.
Until then, John Cangelosi, the National Hurricane Center, says
we're expecting 10 to 15 inches of rain across much of the state of Florida.
Some areas can get 2 feet of rain. Will the Supreme Court rule on health care reform today? That's a big question in Washington as the court's term winds down, a decision also looming on Arizona's immigration law. There's a new president in Egypt replacing the one Egyptians ousted in last year's uprising. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate, Mohamed Morsi, celebrated his narrow victory over Ahmed Shafiq long into the night. Morsi has now moved into Hosni Mubarak's old office to form his new cabinet. He got a call from President Obama congratulating him. But the power struggle is far from over. The military is due to hand over power on Saturday, but after they dissolved parliament and issued their own interim constitution, stripping Morsi of much of his power, the protests are set to continue. Dave?
And Emily, Syria says it wants no hostility with Turkey. Days after shooting down a Turkish fighter jet, Syria claims illegally entered its airspace. Turkey claims that 33 soldiers and their families crossed into that country overnight and are now at a refugee camp near the border, defecting out of Syria. We keep getting a break at the pump. Gas prices down another 15 cents the last 2 weeks, and analyst Jill Lundberg says don't expect much more.
There will be a few more cents for now, but maybe that will be it.
Her national average for regular is at 348 at a gallon. AAA says it's 341. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. May I take this opportunity to say thank you for the success I've been blessed with since arriving here in 1999. To show my gratitude, I'd like to invite you to come in for a free wellness screen and two-week membership. We're located at 3700 Cross Park across the street from the Physician Center in Bryan. Let us help you on your road to wellness. Visit us online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com or call us at 774-9958.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy. Place your business ad in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley and is full of local articles, pictures of beautiful local brides, including a fashion layout of stunning new wedding gowns straight off the runway. For information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment when you select an RV dealer. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. The best brands like Jayco, Puma, Raptor, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new 2012 Keystone Hornet 26B for just $139 a month. Sleeps eight, and this one has all the options. Plus TT&F, 10% down, $15,995, 5.75% interest for 144 months, stock number 1434 with approved credit. A brand new Keystone, big on family fun for less than $140 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers, or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with the RV Station. Family fun starts here.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
For about 8 years now, Chase and I have been proud to talk to you about Super Slow and to tell you the difference it's made in our lives. And now you know Scott's on board. And I know that over that time, many of you have called Ryan Womack and made that no-obligation appointment to find out about the no-nonsense 30-minute workout that gets you, as they say, in shape for life. Yeah, many of our listeners are now Super Slow customers. And if you're not yet, give them a call, 693-6100. And if it's not for you, fine. But if it is, it will change your life by simply making you feel better than you do now. Like we've said, it's intense, it's quick, it's an appointment like you make with your doctor. It's one-on-one weight training. Call and you'll get hooked up with Ryan or Mike or Nancy or Carol or John or Lori. Super Slow, minutes a week, in shape for life. Give them a call, 693-6100.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It is 76 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of better than 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. It's brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting their 40th anniversary season with Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, Ray Benson, Carol Burnett, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Later this year, Texas A&M officials will determine what to do with future home football games. The Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau have hired an international company to determine the economic impact of moving games out of town. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says the consultant compares the loss of Kyle Field games to the hit Gulf Beaches took following the 2010 BP oil spill.
People don't go to Gulfport, Mississippi because Gulfport's a fantastic place to visit. They go there because the beaches. If you take away the beaches, you take away everything. People don't come to Bryan College Station 7 Saturdays in September, October, and November because we're a great place to visit. They come to watch Texas A&M football, 90,000 of them. You take that away, it's devastating.
Goodwin says it's also important to quantify the loss.
If you're in a position of making the ultimate decision on what happens, I think you take people a lot more serious that come to you with good relevant facts and good relevant data produced by internationally respected people versus emotion, anger, sadness, fear.
Goodwin says it's the first time anyone has done a study of this kind. The jury considering punishment in the Stanley Griffin capital murder trial recessed early Friday for the weekend. They returned to court this morning. On Friday, the prosecution finished presenting witnesses in the punishment phase in its attempt to have Griffin given the death sentence. Defense lawyers begin calling witnesses today in an effort to have Griffin spared and sentenced to life in prison without parole. He was convicted of the charge of capital murder last week in the 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley in her College Station home. Brazos County prosecutors have dismissed charges of online solicitation filed nearly 6 years ago. That followed a hung jury earlier this month in the trial of 34-year-old Gruesome Wrath of Houston. He was accused of arranging sex with an undercover Bryan police officer posing as an underage girl. Wrath told WTAW News in an email he was innocent from day one, which is why he never pleaded guilty and fought the charge since his arrest in September of 2006. Wrath says the jury voted 10-2 to find him not guilty. The DA's office says the decision to dismiss charges followed a meeting with jurors. Motorists in Northwest Bryan were out of luck Friday afternoon for about an hour. FM 2818, the Harvey Mitchell Parkway was closed between Mumford Road and Sandy Point Road. Bryan police reported a chase that started in Hearn ended with a blown tire and a brief standoff with someone wanted by authorities in Harris County. Along the way, a Brazos County constable's car was hit. No injuries were reported, and the suspect was taken back to Hearn. Later this week, judges will be in College Station to evaluate friendliness. The city's Lacey Lively says it's the next step in a nationwide contest.
We got the Rogue Riders. It's Bob and Jennifer. There's two people, a couple, and they're going to all the friendliest cities, and they're making their stop into College Station Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they're leaving Sunday. I'm working with the CVB, Chamber of Commerce, Teaks, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Texas A&M University to come up with itinerary.
Lively says on the line is College Station being a part of the next Rand McNally Road Atlas. Battleship Texas reopened to visitors this weekend now that crews have fixed a leak that threatened the 100-year-old vessel.
The leak kept the ship closed for a week. Divers had to find the leak and fix it while crews pumped out water. But what caused the ship to start leaking in the first place? Battleship Texas Superintendent Andy Smith thinks it had something to do with corroded steel that has never been replaced and the normal wear and tear from being in the water.
She does float, and she moves up and down, and then you get marine growth growing, and we might have went down onto some oyster beds. They found a lot of oysters along the bottom of the ship.
Smith says while the repairs appear successful so far, they're only temporary, and the ultimate goal is to take the ship out of its berth near the Houston Ship Channel and put it on display in a dry berth. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
And two more earthquakes have been reported in Texas, one each in the northern and southern parts of the state. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 3.4 magnitude quake happened just before 4 o'clock Sunday morning near Tilden, about 100 miles northwest of Corpus Christi. Geological Survey says a 3.6 magnitude quake shook parts of Johnson County just before 1 p.m. near Keene, about 25 miles south of Fort Worth. No injuries were reported, neither was any serious damage. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 76 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Very warm week shaping up for the region as high pressure sits over the state and Tropical Storm Debbie sits off to the east. Looks like Debbie is going to remain east of the area, so we'll just have sunshine and heat today. Highs will be about 100 to 105, clear and warm overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, 100 to 105, clear tomorrow night near 80. Mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, highs will be up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the College World Series, the Arizona Wildcats could wrap it up tonight. Not only a perfect 10-0 in postseason, but win the NCAA championship over South Carolina. South Carolina still hoping to win their third in a row. We'll talk about that. Both the Astros and the Rangers won yesterday, and Wimbledon starts this morning in merry old London. All that and more coming up in sports.
So do you think that Debbie is a Southeastern Conference kind of girl? Is that
yeah,
what it is? She didn't get the word
that A&M had joined.
That A&M is part of the deal.
So
over there.
Yeah, heading to the SEC East. Yeah. Right.
And again, I'm thinking Florida's going, enough. We've had enough rain. We're really okay with this. You can stop now. People can't go to Disney World. Anyway.
This one's really weird, though. I mean, you know, it forms in the Gulf and then heads north and east.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's, again, now... I'm watching the Weather Channel, I don't know, at some point yesterday, and of course, they go full-blown alert then.
Is Jim Cantore strapped to a pole yet?
No, they, I don't know, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and, you know, they're ready to tell us that the world's coming to an end. And so they're discussing how there were two schools of thought as to what Debbie was going to do.
Yeah.
Ah. And so, after all, what Debbie does is made movies before.
Yeah, that's right. Very true.
That's right. Yeah. So Debbie didn't do Texas.
So what happens is they say, all right, our model says it's going to do such and such and such and such. And then, honest to goodness, he said, the European model shows this.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
what? Okay. The European model?
We got enough bad predictors here. Do we need to go get the Europeans something to do?
Well, I know. Yeah. Our predictors are in Colorado, right?
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah, right. In a mountain.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, Chase, if you have a moment, if you could Google in the European weather prediction method.
European hurricane model.
Yeah, why not? And I mean, if such a thing exists, but I never knew that there was another one. I didn't know we had competing models involved. They say anything? See. Just a bunch of ladies on a runway?
Something from something from Weather Underground is slowly.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, don't you think, you know, back when they were the colonies, you know, up east, don't
the
you?
European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasting is the premier global model in the world.
Really?
For medium range weather forecasting in the mid latitudes.
Okay.
In 2006, the ECMWF made improvements that started producing very accurate hurricane forecasts.
Ah.
So there you are.
Okay.
So you take your slamming of the European method and you just put that in your pipe and smoke it.
So, and of course, now I don't remember which one it went with, but so does that mean that we could actually cut down on the NOAA? I mean, if we got some people over in Europe who can do it, let them do it.
I think it's grounds for World War III.
Well, what I'm thinking is we've been supporting the UN for that many years. The least we could do is get good weather forecasts out of it, right?
Imagine that.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, when we were the colonies back then, do you think the weather people had to report on what we were doing? I mean, we were one of them, right?
Well, yeah, I think it probably, you know, the method of communication was a little bit.
Well.
No, it's already been here. Sorry. Thanks anyway. Yeah. So anyhow, that's great. So there's not a chance of rain in the forecast at all. I mean, you talk about 102, 105.
Yesterday sucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a pretty lousy day. Wasn't
Saturday wasn't much better. Yeah.
Yesterday was awful.
Yeah.
I was outside a little bit on Saturday and you know, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't notice it as much.
Maybe.
I had a few more clothes on Sunday, which tends to be the problem. But,
sure. Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you just walk outside and you're like, ugh.
Well, the thing
it's just
is
oppressive.
Yeah. There is, if you get out in the country, quite often there's a breeze, which makes it, if you have to be out, you know, I remember days in the cotton fields where at least there was a breeze out there, even though it was 112 degrees. But, I mean, yesterday there wasn't even that. It was just, yeah, hot and still. Anyway.
I remember those days in the cotton field, don't you, Chase?
Oh, absolutely.
I do, too. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Scott did pick cotton.
I didn't pick cotton.
He chopped it.
Took care of cotton fields. But anyway, nonetheless, that's a long time ago.
Well,
So if you're going to try to shoplift meat by shoving it down your pants.
Ooh, that's going to get cold.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just
go ahead.
Just get in the car and drive away. Florida man stuffed $53 worth of meat down his pants. We know how much it is because obviously
he was caught.
That's right. He ran out of the grocery store, and then as he is driving off, he runs over a man's foot.
Oops.
In the car.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Homer Smith, tracked down later that night.
Homer Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not going to say that he made it easy for him.
It means I'm stupid, doesn't it?
It does, as a matter of fact. It just says here that Richard Homer Smith was tracked down later that night thanks to the license plate, which he tossed off the car before fleeing.
You'll never find me.
I mean, you throw it in the back seat, that would at least slow him down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't serve it up to him.
On a plate. Info.
Very good.
Pay no attention to that license plate on the ground. It didn't come from this car.
That's right. Even though it says Homer 1.
That's right.
Just because they got the plate, they'll never find
me. That's right. You can have the plate, but you'll never find the car.
Yeah. There are lots of Homers out there.
Taste the legendary flavor, there's one near you, C&J Barbecue. With fired perfection on every plate, tender, delicious, the best in the state. People come from miles around, C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town. Good food and fun, C&J is the place, a Texas tradition of great taste, C&J Barbecue.
Hey, good morning. It's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is the 25th of June, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is?
Yeah.
Please take my children to work day.
Here, take my children, please.
Take my children to work. Today also is National...
Boy, mine acted this weekend. I think I'd gladly let you do it.
I was going to say, it could ring true
we
for
we nearly had
folks.
Gnashing of teeth at the Murphy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. It's Color TV Day.
It is?
Color TV Day.
Why would it be? Was it invented?
Yeah, I think the first transmission. Transmission.
When's the last time you saw a black and white television?
Oh, yeah, really.
I had one up until about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Missing a lot there.
He'd sit on the divan.
Yes, right there.
Yeah.
Got him a lemonade. Yeah.
Curl up. No, tab.
Yeah, tab. That's right. It's National Catfish Day.
Do y'all remember the first time you saw color TV?
Yeah, I think I was in diapers.
Do you remember, Scott?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the MSC.
Where was you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was in, I was with my dad in New York City in 1960.
I was in College Station.
Yeah. Passed by a storefront, and there it was. People just lined up looking at it.
Now, they had a deal once. George Gobel used to have a television show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I guess NBC was the first one to really roll out color big time, even though CBS was the first one to broadcast in color. And I remember a deal that we got at the house, and TV Guide. And it was like a three-page layout that you had to pull out of the TV Guide and what to simulate color television.
I remember this.
George Gobel lined up a bunch of girls in different colored swimsuits, and you put this thing like on the bottom of the screen. And so you had like a half black and white, half color, and I don't know if it made
there's me. Scott said, move it up.
Yeah,
on the screen.
There you go. And of course, you know what they used to do back then when color TVs came out is they'd let you take it home for a few days.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
No charge.
Yeah.
And then are you going to put up with the embarrassment of them coming to pick up the color TV?
It's called rent-to-own now.
Yeah.
That's right.
And also, just to make you feel really good, we're 6 months away from Christmas Eve. Today.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're 6 months away from Christmas.
Christmas. That's
today.
Right. Christmas today.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas will be on the 25th again this year.
Yeah. One more.
No, it's only said July. No, it's going to throw you off, Scott. So.
That's right. Just remember, you've now got 11 paychecks until Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
All right.
Birthdays today. Dynamite. Yeah. Jimmy Walker turned 63
Been
years
here.
Old.
Yes,
today.
And a day that he probably just soon not.
He was J.J. Evans on Good Times.
Evans, huh?
Evans, yeah, you didn't know that, huh? No, yeah, June Lockhart will be 87 years old.
Come here, Lassie, you lost in space?
Yeah, she was Lassie's mom. And
see how tied up you get.
And then she got lost in space.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. George Michael, the pop singer, will be 49 years old today. And Carly Simon, who once was with James Taylor and sang a lot with him, is 67 years old. Ricky Gervais, the office guy and the extras, and sometimes he's funny, is 51 years old today. Phyllis George, Miss America from University of North Texas. It was North Texas State then. She was from Denton. She's 63 years old. And Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Justice, turns 58
coming
years
at
old
you.
Today.
Have you heard that woman speak publicly?
No, I don't think I have.
It's embarrassing.
Is it?
Really?
It's embarrassing. She's a Supreme Court justice.
Can barely understand her?
Just does not speak well.
Yeah.
It just is not, she's not a good talker.
She don't talk good.
She don't talk good.
Okay.
Yeah. Got one more. Angela Kinsey from The Office from Waco, Texas. Went to Baylor, I believe.
So she and Ricky Gervais have the same birthday.
Yeah. How about that?
She's a little bitty thing, too.
Yes, she is. She's 41 years old. And she, you know, she makes up in that TV show a lot worse looking than she is. She's not a bad-looking lady at all. Well, she does some of those makeup commercials.
Hair commercials.
Yeah, hair commercials. That's what
your hair's pretty.
Yeah, where you see what she really looks like.
Yeah.
She's a pretty lady.
There you go.
There you go. That's all I got.
Not a little thing. It'd be a Willis Reed. Willis is 70 today.
Mm.
What you talk about, Willis? Oh, it's a different
one. Yeah. Wrong show.
Yeah, and Eric Carle, who wrote The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Still alive and kicking at 84. There you go, at 624.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What you see in Greece, the run on banks in Greece, and all the protesting, and them, you know, probably fairly soon leaving the euro just out of necessity. You know, what you see, France electing a socialist that's now promising to raise taxes. And you have Great Britain, and Prime Minister Cameron is now luring people from France to start their businesses in Great Britain because the tax rates are going to go to 75%. This is the future of socialism. Redistribution. Cradle to grave. Womb to the tomb. This is what you get. A 75% tax rate. And so business investors, creators in France are saying, well, maybe we ought to get the hell out of here and channel on over to Great Britain with our business because it's a far more business-friendly environment.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%. APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Call Sunderland today at 1-800-915-1866 and get hooked up, because it is the red tag event that continues from Sunderland. And let me tell you some of the things you get. First of all, Sunderland is offering employee price phone for only $20 a month. $20 a month. Best price of the year. Also, there's SL200 HDTV with free HD when you bundle it up. Suddenlink has put these two together so that you can save, we're talking up to 50% over what you're paying for the phone company. You can get Suddenlink high-speed internet for as low as $15 a month. Watch crystal clear TV and record your favorite shows and watch them when you want to. Or if you're watching a show live, you can pause it and then come right back to it. Or you can kind of rewind and see just a little bit of it that you might have missed a line of. You want to see a scene again, then Suddenlink can show that to you, too. Get unlimited local and long-distance calling with the phone service. And get this. With Suddenlink On Demand, you'll get movies way ahead of Netflix and Redbox. For instance, tomorrow, 21 Jump Street will be there, and that'll be available. And also tomorrow, Mirror, Mirror, which is available 28 days before Netflix. Also coming up later on, there'll be American Reunion. The Three Stooges movie will be available 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. So lots of reasons with the Red Tag event for you to give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
Too many lawyers, too few truckers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you're a newly minted lawyer, it could be a while before you're practicing law. A Wall Street Journal analysis finds members of the law school class of 2011 have little better than a 50-50 chance of landing a job as a lawyer within 9 months of graduation. Data provided by the American Bar Association suggests the job market for law grads is worse than previously thought. If you have any interest in driving a truck, now is the time to explore your options. Trucking companies can't find enough qualified drivers. Older drivers are retiring. Too few young people are interested in long-haul trucking, so jobs are going unfilled despite the weak labor market. Some trucking firms have had to delay deliveries because of driver shortages. Stock market futures are sharply lower this morning. The Disney film Brave made the most money at the movie theater box offices over the weekend, nearly $67 million in ticket sales. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
629 Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Hot today, 102 with a north wind. How ironic. Anyhow, 76 for a low temperature tonight. Be doing the same thing really all week long. We'll be right at 100 until at least Thursday. Maybe not quite so warm on Friday. Maybe 95. We'll see. Anyway, not any rain in the forecast either. Humidity's 84%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies, and it's 75.
The most dishonest person in the world isn't dishonest all the time. And the most honest person in the world probably isn't honest all the time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
The Olympic Games are almost here. On July 27th, the Summer Olympic Games are coming to the historic city of London. Watch the world's greatest athletes and see the world at its best.
Misty May and Kerry Walsh, gold medal champions.
With unforgettable moments and stories.
Usain Bolt winning by daylight. History for Michael Phelps.
Don't miss the biggest television event of the year, the London Olympic Games, beginning July 27th on NBC.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29. And thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you.
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me. And to a 7-year-old...
That means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
While most of us like to think of ourselves as honest, almost everyone is slightly dishonest.
We think to ourselves that as long as we're slightly dishonest, we're okay. You know, you could go over the speed limit a little bit. We can add a few extra receipts to our tax return.
Dan Ariely, author of the book, The Honest Truth About Dishonesty.
In the same way that the people who deal with us professionally, your plumber, your mechanic, your physician, your dentist, they don't feel okay taking money away from your wallet, but recommending services you don't really need feels much more comfortable. So there is this level of dishonesty that we can kind of turn a slightly blind eye.
Dan did an experiment where he asked people to solve 20 math problems in 5 minutes.
At the end of the 5 minutes, I asked him to take the sheet of paper, count how many questions they got correctly, and go to the back of the room and shred that piece of paper. After that, they come to the front of the room and they tell me that they solve an average, let's say, 6 questions, and I pay them $6. What the people in the experiment don't know is that I played with a shredder, and I can find out how many questions they really solve correctly. And what I find is that on average, people solve 4 problems and report to be 6.
But if people think the paper is shredded and they can't get caught, why don't they lie and say they solved all 20 problems?
What stops us is not the fear of being caught, it's our internal gauge. Only that it's not perfectly controlling our behavior, and it does leave some room for a fudge factor that gets us to be slightly dishonest.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 76 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of well over 100 degrees, we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The capital murder trial of Stanley Griffin goes into a second week starting today. Testimony in the punishment phase resumes this morning. The defense began presenting witnesses Friday in an effort to have Griffin sentenced to life in prison without parole. Prosecution finished its case in an attempt to have Griffin receive the death penalty. Griffin was convicted of the 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley, as well as the attack in which her son was left for dead. There's no disagreement on the importance of A&M home football games to the local economy, but there's never been hard figures released, and that will change with a joint study commissioned by the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says it comes as the university studies whether to move A&M home games out of town for a time.
Royce Hickman, the director of the chamber, was hearing from a lot of his membership that if this happens, we're not only not going to, we're out of business. I mean, we're done. We cannot weather this storm.
Goodwin says losing games also means a loss of property tax revenue to the cities, the schools, and the county.
My hotels, for example, their values are based upon income. And if you shock my income by 30%, I'm going to go down and make a hell of an argument and compelling case to the tax district that my facility is now worth 30% less. So if you apply the same tax rate to a $10 million building that's now worth $7 million, and you factor that in across, you know, every commercial business in town.
Goodwin says they have hired the company that researched the economic impact of this year's London Olympics and the tourism loss from the Gulf oil spill 2 years ago. 6 years ago, a Houston man was among the first arrested by the newly created Bryan Police Department's Cyber Crimes Unit. Following a trial earlier this month that ended in a hung jury, prosecutors have dismissed the case. In an email to WTAW News, 34-year-old Gruesum Rath says the jury voted 10-2 to find him not guilty. Prosecutors say charges were dropped after meeting with jurors. Rath was arrested in September 2006, accused of arranging sex online with an undercover Bryan police officer posing as an underage girl. A Friday afternoon chase that started in Hearn ended in Northwest Bryan. Someone sought by Harris County authorities is back in Hearn following a brief standoff after the suspect's car blew a tire. The incident closed FM 20 at 18 Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Sandy Point and Mumford Roads for about an hour. A Brazos County constable's car was hit. No injuries were reported. U.S. Senate candidates David Dewhurst and Ted Cruz met in a face-to-face televised debate Friday night.
Each concluded he is the obviously better choice for Texas than is the other. This is Ted Cruz.
My opponent talks about cutting spending and cutting taxes, just like the politicians in Washington do. But what he doesn't mention is that in his years in elected office, he's repeatedly cut deals with Democrats.
Dewhurst responded by saying even Cruz supporters admit he's the better choice.
One of your big supporters, the Club for Growth, just a couple months ago, put out a statement on Texas and said that the state of Texas, its tax structure, leads the country. It's exemplary.
It all comes to a head in the runoff election July 31st. Dennis Martin, TSN News.
The National Weather Service has discontinued a tropical storm warning for Louisiana after forecast models indicated the state is under less of a threat from Tropical Storm Debbie than initially thought. Parts of Alabama and Florida remain under a tropical storm warning. Paths are generally hard to predict days in advance, and forecasters say they've been comparing several models to compile the official forecast. As of late Sunday, though, they believe the storm was less likely to make a westward turn toward Louisiana. At his College Station, the friendliest city in the United States. Two judges will be in town Wednesday night through next Sunday to help make that determination.
Everyone needs to come and meet them. And, you know, whatever they do, they need to meet our residents. If we do win, we will be featured in USA Today, Rand McNally's 2013 Atlas, as well as their GPS. So we'll be like, hey, go visit the friendliest city.
The city's Lacey Lively is working with local attractions to finalize the itinerary for the judges representing Rand McNally. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater, gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less than $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel, or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months, and only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Chris Dusterhoff for University of Sidekicks. For almost a year now, my son and youngest daughter have been training in martial arts with Master Nolte. They thought it would be something fun to learn, and they were right. Even a year later on karate days, they wake up excited for practice that night. I knew it would be something useful. Self-defense is something that you have to learn before you need it. And even if they're never in a situation where they have to defend themselves, they're building confidence, learning leadership, developing discipline while setting goals and working to achieve them. Oh yeah, they're getting in pretty good shape too. Now, University of Sidekicks offers classes just for youth, classes just for adults, and we take advantage of the classes that teaches kids and adults together. Moms and dads are working out along with their children. It's a great family environment, and the kids really like it. Whether you're looking for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Krav Maga, Karate, or Casey Fight Method, give University of Sidekicks a call at 661-1560 or check them out on the web, universityofsidekicks.com.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Strong high pressure system over the state will keep Tropical Storm Debbie off to our east. We certainly could use the rain from the system, but it's not going to get in here. Sunshine and very warm today, 100 to 105. Tonight clear, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be near 80 degrees. It'll be sunny during the day on Wednesday, highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Wimbledon starts today at the All England Club. Novak Djokovic is the defending champion. He'll open play today against Juan Carlos Ferrero, and Maria Sharapova will also open play today. We'll talk about that, and the College World Series could end tonight, and it could end in favor of Arizona. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, but the odds say it won't.
Yeah, that's what the odds say. But, you know, those Arizona Wildcats are now 9-0 in the postseason. Yeah. So
what do the evens say?
They don't.
Yeah, I know. That's why they do it, because there's odds and evens.
Yeah, yeah. So they hadn't lost a game yet. But so, yeah, the odds are that they will. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got. Oh, the Supreme Court. This is what, the best-kept secret in D.C.? I mean, that's what they're saying. I don't know. There are a lot of secrets out there. We don't know about them until people tell them, right? So,
right.
At least for now, we don't know what the Supremes are going to rule. And what do you think? Do you think they sat around and decided how they were going to do this? That they were going to just make everybody twist in the wind for a while, and then we decide, okay, you want to announce it on Monday? Nah, let's do two. How about Wednesday? Let's wait till Wednesday. You want to do that? It gives all the pudnuts a chance to really talk a lot. Now, they found out, and again, the internet is a wonderful thing. It's just a wonderful thing. You know, they don't know exactly how things will end up because there's a whole bunch of stuff that could happen. They could strike all of it or they could just kind of take part of it out. But what they have to do is all these experts have to be ready to talk about it no matter what. And see if I can find a story here. There was one guy who got caught on YouTube uploading 7 different comments based on what the Supreme Court rules.
Mm.
See, now that's not good. See, that's
he's just
not,
hedging his bets.
That's it. But I mean, what happens if they play the wrong one? It's kind of like back in the old days, we used to go to we'd go talk to the football coach or the basketball coach, and he would make a comment on each of these players he thought he was going to sign. But if he didn't sign it, we had to edit that part out, you know, so that he's not talking about somebody who ended up going to Middle Tennessee Tech when he thought he was going to come see you. But in the meantime, you know, the ones that did show up is all right. So we got these experts, and they got 7 different answers depending on whatever happens. So good luck with all that. Remember this thing that started with 60 Minutes talking about insider trading? Remember how they asked that question of Ms. Pelosi, and she said, we pass a lot of legislation. Well, apparently the Washington Post has done a ginormous investigation. They looked over 45,000 stock transactions that were made by members of Congress during the years of 07 to 2010. And the result is 130 members of Congress and their families bought and sold $218 million worth of stock in 323 companies that registered to lobby on legislation that came before their committees. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah, 323 different companies that had registered to lobby in front of the members of Congress, and those members of Congress bought and sold stock in that company, those companies. Now, it's a fairly even split. We had 62 Democrats and 68 Republicans. John Kerry had the highest value of stock, catch it, boy.
I was going to say, that's really not his money.
No, it's not. Well,
but what they should do is then the next time that, you know, if they have a CEO come appear before them or even the lobbyists, they should hand the respective members that are invested, just go ahead and hand them their dividend report right there.
Oh, that'd be a good thing. Just save the postage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and talking about the money's not his, over on the Republican side would be Michael McCaul, who had the highest number of overlapping trades.
Radio money.
That's it. So I'm just saying, these two guys using mama's money.
Yeah.
That's it. Just saying. Oh, what would be interesting is to be able to track how members of Congress have done in their investments as opposed to our mutual funds and how we're doing.
But yeah, you go to meddling.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to know that, would we? I mean,
that might lead to pitchforks and torches.
What's amazing is the House of Representatives does not keep track of that.
Really?
Now, they know what Eric Holder had for breakfast this morning, but I guarantee you, but they don't know exactly how much members of Congress have
potentially profited.
Right. Well, that potentially gambled. We can't say they profited, Chase. They're just like us.
That's right. Profits are evil.
You roll the dice and you hope that you've made a good investment decision.
You're funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, got that going. And this last thing is so good. This last thing is so good, I'm going to save it till next hour.
Oh.
About a way that you can donate to a presidential candidate in a way that you would have never imagined. They sat around once again in a vacuum and said, hey, this is a really good way to get people to donate money to us. It'll sound like it was written by The Onion, but it's the truth. We'll do that next hour at 6:47.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Crosstour, or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You normally don't think of gardening as a high-risk hobby. Nonetheless, there are certain elements that merit your attention. While I'm certainly not medically trained, I've done a pretty good job of educating myself by the mistakes I've made, and I have some guidelines. I'll be back with them right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria products are the alternative solution effectively to protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived, non-synthetic, active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. Included in the Natria product line from Bayer, multi-insect control that kills insects at any stage of their development. Grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds. Disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew. Home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced, insect, weed, and disease control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. And this is Bayer Advanced Natria products. Ask for them by name, Natria from Bayer. So if you're going to try to protect yourself and your landscape, let's start with sunscreen. I wish I'd had it 30 or 35 years ago. Those long hours spent in the sunshine have taken their toll. Skin cancer hits many gardeners, and it doesn't have to be that way. Wear one of the stronger sunscreens and apply it half an hour before you go outdoors. Reapply it every couple of hours, and you'll be all set. They are fabulous. And, of course, wear a wide-rimmed hat as well, wide-brimmed. Heat prostration can be a problem with summer's high temperatures. They can lay you low. Work early in the day and drink ample water. If you begin to feel dizzy, go back indoors or move to the shade. If you have a persistent headache, you probably got too much heat. Be much more mindful the next time. It seems to get worse as we age. Poison ivy. That's a problem in much of Texas, and you need to learn to recognize it. Each leaf will have three distinct leaflets. Don't confuse it with the harmless Virginia creeper, which has five leaflets. Everyone is, to some degree, susceptible to poison ivy's irritating reaction at some point in their life. Don't handle any part of the plant. Wear disposable or washable gloves. Wear long sleeves and pants, not shorts. Don't rub your face or do anything else that might transfer the oils from the poison ivy tissues onto your body. Shower with lots of soap as soon as you're finished working around it. For the record, broadleafed weed killers containing 2,4-D will eliminate it. Follow directions carefully to avoid damaging good plants nearby. Then there are insect repellents. You'll see everything from mosquito foggers to bug lights are all okay, but a repellent spray is still probably the best means of keeping insects from biting and stinging you. I prefer the types that have DEET, and they work very well for me. They'll keep chiggers and mosquitoes and all the other pests away from me. Spray it on your legs and arms, also on your cuffs and shoulders to protect against mosquitoes, chiggers, gnats, and other pests. Fire ants seem to be everywhere in much of Texas. Look for mounds of turned soil. Touch one with a stick and the small dark ants will boil out instantly. Use individual mound treatments in prime spaces and area-wide bait treatments over the rest of your landscape. Then there are other stinging, biting varmints. There are several other types of pests that you need to respect. If you have a caterpillar out there, you just really don't want to touch it. There are five or six that are very painfully stinging caterpillars in Texas. Oh, and take care of your back. Lift with your legs, not your back. You've heard that. There's so much more to think about. Miracles of mulches in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's Monday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at the sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, the Arizona Wildcats will not only be out to beat the South Carolina Gamecocks tonight, but to dethrone them for the top of the college baseball world and to tie their unbeatable record of going a perfect 10-0 in the NCAA tournament. The Wildcats took game one of the College World Series last night, 5-1 over a South Carolina team, looking to become the first team in 37 years to win at Omaha 3 years in a row. South Carolina did not lose an NCAA postseason game last year on the way to their second straight title. Well, this year, Arizona beat Missouri and then Louisville twice to win their regional. Then they beat St. John's twice to win their super regional. And in Omaha, they beat Florida State, UCLA, and Florida State again to win their division. And now they've beaten South Carolina, the first of the best 2 out of 3. Game 2 is tonight at 7 o'clock. If South Carolina does win it, they'll play Game 3, the decider, tomorrow night. More baseball. Houston Astros won 2 in a row and won the Interleague Series over the Cleveland Indians with a 7-1 win yesterday at Minute Maid Park. It's back to National League play as they continue their homestand hosting San Diego for the next 4 nights. The Texas Rangers beat the Colorado Rockies 4-3 yesterday to win their 3-game series. The Rangers continue their homestand with Detroit coming in for the next 3. In golf, after starting the day 6 shots off the lead, Mark Leishman fired an early 8-under par 62 and then endured a 2-hour wait in the clubhouse before claiming his first PGA Tour title. Charlie Hoffman blew a 2-stroke lead with a double bogey-bogey finish. He ended up signing at 66, tying Bubba Watson for second. The Masters champ closed with a 65. The third Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year gets underway today in southwest London. Defending men's champion and top seed Novak Djokovic opens play on center court at Wimbledon against former number one Juan Carlos Ferrero. Women's top seed Maria Sharapova, who completed a career Grand Slam at the recent French Open, will play match number 2 on the show court of the All England Club. And in track and field, the U.S. track and field Olympic trials are going on in Eugene, Oregon. And Texas A&M sprinter Jenema Tarball is in the middle of a controversy at the U.S. Olympic trials. Even with all the modern technology to time a 100-meter dash, Tarball and her Nike teammate Allison Felix tied for third Saturday in the finals. And that means they really tied at 11.068 seconds. There was no means to break the tie mechanically, and officials did not have a procedure in place to break the tie to determine which runner will be the third runner to join the U.S. Olympic team in London. So it's been decided that there will either be a runoff at the end of these trials, or if neither runner wants that, a coin could be flipped. Most observers say that the runoff is likely. Hope so. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
We're going to have plenty of heat this week and no rain, so take care of your house, take care of your lawn. ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with both of those. Again, as we have any kind of weather extremes, if it's too much rain, if it's no rain, if there's a lot of heat, if there's a lot of cold, critters try to get into your house, and you don't want them there. And ABC Home and Commercial Services has 60 years experience when it comes to making sure that those critters don't get in. Now, if they're already in there, ABC Home and Commercial Services can take care of that. And because they've got so much experience, they know the little cracks, the crevices, the tricks that those bugs or those rodents use to come into your home. So that takes care of your house. Now let's talk about your yard. How's it doing? Is it holding up okay right now? We've had a little bit of rain, but man, we're just getting into the heat of the summer. How is it going to survive? Well, if you do some things ahead of time to prepare your lawn, it can be stronger, the roots grow deeper, and they can survive this kind of heat that we always have here in Texas. And again, because of the years of experience, the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with that. So give Bobby Jenkins and his crew a call. 361-0500, 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Pros.com. 102 for a high temperature today, about the same thing for tomorrow and Wednesday. Maybe not quite so hot toward the end of the week. And low temperatures around 76 or so. It's pretty dang uncomfortable out there right now. Humidity's 84%, 75 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Will this be the day the Supreme Court rules on health care? It's the end of the term, and there are a few key decisions left. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live outside the court in Washington.
Well, this marks the final week on the calendar for the Supreme Court this term, and still we're waiting not only on that key health care ruling, but the justice's opinion on Arizona's controversial immigration law. Both cases have evolved in the partisan fights, pitting the administration against Republican governors, arguing federal authority in states and individual rights. A few other rulings are also anticipated, including a challenge to the federal Stolen Valor Act that prohibits lying about military honors, Dave.
Jared, it shot down a Turkish fighter jet. Now Syria says it wants no trouble with its neighbor. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
That's right, Dave. Syria's foreign ministry says the country has no hostility towards their neighbor Turkey, but the Turkish, who say their fighter jet was on a training exercise in international airspace, have called for a meeting of NATO member states to discuss how they should respond. Tensions are already high between the former allies. Turkey is housing thousands of Syrian refugees who've fled the fighting to Hatay province, where officials say a Syrian general and 38 other soldiers have arrived after defecting. Dave.
Emily, a stationary tropical storm off Florida's Gulf Coast is soaking the state, forcing some flooded out residents to evacuate.
They have nowhere to go. So I'm just helping them. That's all I'm doing. I can't sit in the house and let these people be in need and do nothing.
She's near Clearwater. Tropical storm Debbie's also spawning tornadoes, killing a woman in her destroyed home southeast of Tampa. It's now at least 270 homes that have burned down in wildfire-scorched Colorado, most of them in that giant blaze near Fort Collins. In Denver, a fight broke out at a free jazz concert in a park. A police officer responding was shot and killed.
We did make one arrest for an individual with a weapon.
But Denver Police Chief Robert White is not saying if that is the shooting suspect. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Bullfrog sunscreen passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
It's time to go old school as the BCS Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies Night Prom Rewind. This prom is just for the ladies, no dates required. Still got that old prom dress or bridesmaid's dress hanging in your closet? Here's your chance to show it off. Wear a dress from any decade, brush up on the Macarena, and get ready for a great night of dinner, dancing, and fun. Ladies Night Prom Rewind, Friday, July 13th at the Hilton College Station. Brought to you by Dr. Angeletta Brown and Chrome, a salon experience. For tickets, go to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
Vote now for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 12th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast. So what are your favorite places to eat, bank, or buy a car? You can vote on the web now at thebestofthebrazos.com. Click over to thebestofthebrazos.com and cast your vote today.
The all-new BMW 328i has a 0-60 time of 5.9 seconds, faster than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. And that inspired Car and Driver to say,
clearly, the new 3 Series is the compact sports sedan for a changed world.
It also puts out 240 horsepower, making it more powerful than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4, which move Motor Trend to say,
this is not just a win for the 328i, it's a massacre.
And it gets 33 highway miles per gallon, so it's more fuel efficient than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. So, after a recent test drive, the all-new BMW 3 Series inspired Gary from Chicago to say,
woo! I love it!
We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed and power claims based on specs from manufacturer sites, 2333 city highway miles per gallon, and comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Well, we told you this was coming, and Amish Furniture for Generations has a new location. They're on Boonville Road just past Kroger. Just look for the big maroon Amish truck that you used to see parked at their old location. Amish Furniture for Generations has tables and chairs and dining room and bedroom and family furniture and office furniture, and they've got a big selection for you to choose from right now. 10% off any new custom orders to celebrate the move to Boonville Road for Amish Furniture for Generations. And, of course, as always, quality with solid woods, bench-built, handcrafted by Amish craftsmen, so the details are just exactly what you would expect. And it'll give you years and years of enjoyment. Of course, all of it is made in the USA. So come in and have a look at the best selection right now. Got the same phone number that they had before. That's 260-5050. But I know that Kent would invite you out to see the new location so you can see the new items and also the new manufacturers that he's got, new builders that he's representing. Now on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, it's Amish Furniture for Generations in their new location, but the same tradition, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
WTAW News Time, 707, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today with a high of better than 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Unfortunately, in the forecast, no relief in sight from very hot temperatures. And with those in the forecast, the state's power grid is under its first real test of the summer beginning today.
Temperatures are supposed to hit triple digits. Robbie Searcy with ERCOT says they're expecting peak demand to exceed 65,000 megawatts today and tomorrow. ERCOT has about 9,000 megawatts more of capacity.
It looks like there will be
adequate electric generation resources. We don't anticipate having to issue any sort of alert.
She says there's always the possibility that could change. She's asking everyone to kick the thermostat up a notch and cut back on power use during the peak demand hours of 4 to 7 p.m. She also says you can download a free new app. It's called ERCOT Energy Saver. It'll give notifications when reserve power is tight. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Later this year, Texas A&M officials will determine what to do with future home football games. The Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau have hired an international company to determine the economic impact of moving games out of town. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says the consultant compares the loss of Kyle Field games to the hit Gulf Beaches took following the 2010 BP oil spill.
People don't go to Gulfport, Mississippi because Gulfport's a fantastic place to visit. They go there because the beaches. If you take away the beaches, you take away everything. People don't come to Bryan College Station 7 Saturdays in September, October, and November because we're a great place to visit. They come to watch Texas A&M football, 90,000 of them. You take that away, it's devastating.
Goodwin says it's also important to quantify the loss.
If you're in a position of making the ultimate decision on what happens, I think you take people a lot more serious that come to you with good relevant facts and good relevant data produced by internationally respected people versus emotion, anger, sadness, fear.
Goodwin says it's the first time anyone has done a study of this kind. The jury considering punishment in Stanley Griffin's capital murder trial recessed early Friday afternoon for the weekend. They returned this morning. On Friday, the prosecution finished presenting witnesses in the punishment phase in its attempt to have Griffin sentenced to death. Defense attorneys begin calling witnesses today in an effort to have Griffin spared and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Griffin was convicted last week in the 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley at her College Station apartment. Brazos County prosecutors have dismissed charges of online solicitation filed nearly 6 years ago. That followed a hung jury earlier this month in the trial of 34-year-old Gruesome Rath of Houston. Rath was accused of arranging sex with what he thought was an underage girl, but instead was an undercover Bryan police officer. Gruesome Rath told WTAW News in an email he was innocent from day one, which is why he never pleaded guilty and fought the charge since his arrest in September of 2006. Rath says the jury voted 10-2 to find him not guilty. The DA's office says the decision to dismiss charges followed a meeting with jurors. Drivers in Northwest Bryan were out of luck Friday afternoon for about an hour. FM 2018 was closed between Mumford Road and Sandy Point Road. Bryan police reported a chase that started in Hearn and ended with a blown tire and a brief standoff with someone wanted by authorities in Harris County. Along the way, a Brazos County constable's car was hit, but no injuries were reported and the suspect was captured. Two more earthquakes have been reported in Texas, one each in the northern and southern parts of the state. U.S. Geological Survey says a 3.4 magnitude quake happened just before 4 o'clock Sunday morning near Tilden, about 100 miles northwest of Corpus Christi. A 3.6 magnitude quake shook parts of Johnson County just before 1 p.m., about 25 miles south of Fort Worth. Some Johnson County residents say they could feel the ground shake and some items in their home were knocked over. No serious damage or injuries were reported. And later this week, judges will be in College Station to evaluate friendliness. The city's Lacey Lively says it's the next step in a nationwide contest.
We got the Rogue Riders. It's Bob and Jennifer. There's two people, a couple, and they're going to all the friendliest cities, and they're making their stop into College Station Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they're leaving Sunday. I'm working with the CVB, Chamber of Commerce, TEKS, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Texas A&M University to come up with itinerary.
Lively says on the line is College Station being a part of the next Rand McNally Road Atlas as the one of the friendliest cities. WTAW News Time coming up on 712, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Vote now for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 12th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast. So, what are your favorite places to eat? bank, or buy a car. You can vote on the web now at thebestofthebrasses.com. Click over to thebestofthebrasses.com and cast your vote today.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment. Just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Very warm week shaping up for the region as high pressure sits over the state and Tropical Storm Debbie sits off to the east. Looks like Debbie is going to remain east of the area, so we'll just have sunshine and heat today. Highs will be about 100 to 105, clear and warm overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, 100 to 105, clear tomorrow night near 80. Mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, highs will be up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies hit the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon. There was a tie for third in the women's 100 involving an Aggie, and we'll tell you how they're going to break that tie. Also, Sam Humphries could still get in the javelin. He'll throw in the finals today. We'll talk about that, the College World Series, and more coming up in sports.
Well, I mean, you're going to do more about it, but understand, this has never happened before.
On the tie thing?
There has never been a tie before.
Yeah, because, I mean, this was a tie to the decimal 1, 2, 3 places. So, I mean, this was an exact tie.
Well, the thing is, they got a camera that shoots like 30,000 frames a second, and,
right.
And they still couldn't figure it out. And the
exactly.
problem is that you can only take three,
yep.
And this is a tie for third. So, anyway, so we'll talk about that in a while. But that is, it's kind of fun and different. All right, so... You know, we got a presidential election coming up. I don't know if y'all have heard about
really?
It.
Really?
I did. Read about it.
Yep.
It was on our station.
It's news to me.
Could have been. So they are saying, we were hearing, well, the Obama campaign may raise $1 billion. And we had a story last week that, in fact, maybe the Romney campaign is going to end up raising more than the Obama campaign is. And I don't know that that's ever happened, that the incumbent doesn't raise as much money as the challenger. He had some big wing-ding over the weekend, I think in Utah, Romney did, and twice as many people as they expected showed up. So,
yeah,
you know, the big bundlers.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the Obama administration trying to be fast, a re-election campaign, excuse me, because they're two different things, of course.
Yeah.
He only runs for president occasionally. There's a new way for them to try to get cash. And quite a few blogs picked up on this new pitch, which at first does seem to be something you'd read in The Onion, which is a satirical publication if you're not familiar with it. Sadly, it's not. It's the truth. The Obama folks are asking you to forego a wedding anniversary or birthday gift from friends and or family and just give that donation to the campaign. The Obama Event Registry asks folks to, quote, let your friends know how important this election is to you register with Obama 2012 and ask for a donation in lieu of a gift. It's a great way to support the president on your big day. Plus, it's a gift we can all appreciate. It goes a lot further than a gravy bowl, end quote. That is their pitch.
Absolutely. I think that'd be...
It's my birthday. No! Don't get me anything. Give money to the Obama administration. Yes. Oh, it's my wedding day. I don't need anything, but the president needs your financial support. So instead of giving me that towel warmer, send that $71.80 to Obama 2012. I mean, doesn't that sound like a bet? Doesn't that sound like a dare? Let's put that out and see if anybody falls for it. Anyway.
I'd say it takes nerve.
That's it does.
The word I was looking for.
All right, it's time for I Ain't Never Won Nothing, 695-1620, 695-1620. If you're calling right now, the phones are on hold, you see, because I put them on hold.
Ah, release the hounds.
That's it. We will. We'll release them in just a minute. So, you know, if you've not won nothing, 695-1620. 695-1620. The Obama Event Registry. Wow. Could we possibly send them maybe some prizes that we had?
You could see the happy couple is registered at Target,
yeah.
Dillard's,
yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond, and Obama 2012.
Yeah, I think it'd be a dangerous thing. Who's this?
This is Wendell. I'm calling to make a comment about the Obama fundraising thing.
Oh, please do.
You know, people give their wedding gifts to him and such. You know what his wedding present is going to be to them?
Tell me.
The return of the marriage penalty in full force in January of next year.
that's an excellent point.
The irony.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think about it from that standpoint. Give me a wedding gift and I'll raise your taxes. How's that?
That's right.
All right. So thank you, Wendell. I appreciate that. But all right. So anyhow. Hi there. Who's this?
My name is Joey. Good morning. How y'all?
We're doing fine. Joey, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Joey, what's your last name?
Felix.
Joey, you've never won anything from us before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have.
Haven't won anything in a long time.
Has it been a long time, has it? You driving to work, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I've got two tickets to Schlitterbahn.
And he's not using them?
Yeah, and so, you know, and they're good for either of the three parks. So would you like to have a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn?
I sure would.
Okay, yeah. Now which park would you like to choose?
New B, man. We love New Braunfels.
New Braunfels,
yeah,
okay.
Great place.
So, Joey, we've got those here for you to pick up. But, you know, before you take the tickets, Joey.
Do you want what's in the box?
No.
Take the box!
The box! No, I'm just saying, you know, we've got a presidential campaign coming up, and, you know, maybe donating those tickets to one of the candidates for them to cash in and use for money toward their campaign would make us all go farther down the road. So you can come and get the tickets if you want, but just remember if you
love America.
Yeah, if you love America, you could donate them back to the campaign of your choice.
No. Mitt Romney, I think his hair kind of keeps him from swimming, and Obama,
yeah.
I don't think he does swim.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Was it Freilich?
Yeah.
With the apple. Okay.
Yeah, better stop before we get in trouble. Yeah. But that's. I just want to give anybody an option, you know, that if they win something from us, they could always donate it back.
Yeah.
Just, again. Because you love the country more than...
That Romney hair would look good, you know, all slicked back, I think, getting out of the pool.
I want to see
Don't you think he'd sort of shake it, you know?
I guess. Yeah. I want to see it messed up. Can we just see it messed up?
Yeah. Like a Jimmy Johnson type.
I was going to say, if he wins, we should call Emmitt Smith to mess up his hair, kind of like he did with Jimmy Johnson.
Would it damage him forever to just wake up with bedhead one day? I mean, come on. All right, so we always talk about people who win the lottery and they go off and do all those things they always wanted to do. Here's kind of the thing in reverse. A New Zealand couple, $80,000 in debt after the husband was wrongfully diagnosed with terminal cancer, and they spent heavily achieving their rapidly compiled bucket list. 69-year-old Frank and his wife Wilma say they had nothing to lose after Frank was told back in 2010 that he only had a few months to live. So the medical advice turned out to be wrong. Now, obviously, Frank's happy to be alive, but their quality of life is now eroded quite a bit So they're spending spree.
Mm-hmm.
Frank gave away $30,000 worth of tools, fishing gear, a quad bike, clothes, household items. The couple sold their home at a loss of $70,000.
Good night.
Canceled their health insurance. Frank began smoking and drinking coffee.
That's awesome.
The couple went to Fiji for 10 days. They blew $30,000 on food, a five-star resort, fishing activities, expecting his life insurance would cover the cost. On their way home, they stopped off in Australia to visit their daughter and two grandchildren.
Who says insurance isn't gambling?
Well, he could sue for malpractice.
Well, I guess.
Sort of, yeah. Well, you told me I was going to die.
Yeah, turns out he and his doctors were wrong. Now he and Wilmer are $80,000 in debt. But they got great photos, right? Golly. I mean, I hate that self-induced misery thing. But also they're thinking, the life insurance will pay for it. So, yeah, they were kind of playing in on that little deal, weren't they? There you go. Self-induced bucket list.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Well, here we are in the midst of summer, and you're ready to have your vacation. Well, you know, I tell you, stop at RV Station. You may find that this vacation and every vacation from now on will be completely different because you'll have a freedom that you don't know right now because you're not RVing. RV Station did this. They said, let's find the names of the brands that last, look good day one, look good 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 years down the road. Let's make those the brands that are available, and let's stock it up. Let's have 85 units here for you to have a look at. The names are Forest River, Keystone, Heartland, and Jayco. Those are the names that RV Station carries. But more than ever, RVing can be an opportunity for you to go where you want to, pretty much when you want to, stay for as long as you want to. You really get a chance to vacation and travel with your family. And, you know, the travel part of a vacation nowadays more than ever is just kind of a hassle with any security if you're having to fly. RV Station can alleviate all of that for you. They've got a 2012 Keystone Hornet. This thing sleeps 8. It's got all the options. It's priced at $15,995. Go to the website, see everything they have there at rvstationonline.com. Stop in and see them on the Earl Rudder Freeway. Take a vacation with RV Station. Your family fun does start right here.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click PrideCleaners.net. Pride Cleaners, taking pride in how you look.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. About 102 today and tomorrow. Again, the winds from the north both days, which will be interesting. Low temperature tonight, about 75 or so, still at over 100 for Wednesday. Maybe not quite to that point on Thursday and Friday, but no serious mention of rain in the forecast. Humidity's 85%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies. It's 76 now.
Hey, friends. Don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance. They're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The fringe kook left is disappointed in their hero, Barack Kardashian. You see, they think that the re-election campaign is flat. They want to see more attacks on Wall Street, more red meat, anti-capitalist, Occupy-type rhetoric. Paul Sasso, 47-year-old liberal from San Diego, is one of the critics that AP dug up. If Kardashian really took on Wall Street big time, if he told the story how Wall Street are villains and made them the enemy, oh, we could take him down, said Sasso. That could win him the election, I'm sure. Another whack nut from Seattle, a guy named Mark McDermott, accused Kardashian of cozying up to Wall Street. Yeah, we gave those banks billions of dollars. We didn't break them up. They're sitting on the money. And their profits are sky high again, and we're supposed to be happy about this? This puts me in an uncomfortable position. I have to defend President Kardashian to his base. And listen, you kooks, Obama hasn't abandoned you. No president in our history before Kardashian has run against capitalism, but your guy is. And he's done his level best to hurt business. He hates profits just as much, if not more, than you do, and he puts every obstacle he can think of in the way of those profits, like Obamacare. Who do you think is behind the Occupy movement? Kardashian, his union buddies. Who laid into Bain Capital? Kardashian. If there's one man who despises American capitalism as much as you hardcore lefties do, it's Barack Hussein Kardashian. You gotta cut him some slack, don't you?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WCAW News Time, 731, 79 degrees right now at the studios. Headed toward a high today of over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The capital murder trial of Stanley Griffin goes into a second week starting today. Testimony in the punishment phase resumes this morning. The defense began presenting witnesses on Friday in an effort to have Griffin spared the death penalty and instead sentenced to life in prison without parole. Prosecution is seeking the death penalty for Griffin, who was convicted in the 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley at her College Station apartment. Griffin also convicted of attacking Haley's son and leaving him for dead. The boy survived. There's no disagreement on the importance of Texas A&M home football games to the local economy, but there's never been hard figures. That will change with a joint study commissioned by the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says it all comes as the university studies whether to temporarily move A&M home games out of town.
Royce Hickman, the director of the chamber, was hearing from a lot of his membership that
if this happens, we're not only not going to, we're out of business. I mean, we're done. We cannot weather this storm.
Goodwin says losing games also means a loss of property tax revenue to the city, schools, and county.
My hotels, for example, their values are based upon income. And if you shock my income by 30%, I'm going to go down and make a hell of an argument and compelling case to the tax district that my facility is now worth 30% less. So if you apply the same tax rate to a $10 million building that's now worth $7 million, and you factor that in across, you know, every commercial business in town.
Goodwin says they've hired the company that researched the economic impact of this year's London Olympics and the tourism loss from the Gulf oil spill 2 years ago. 6 years ago, a Houston man was among the first arrested by the newly created Bryan Police Department's Cyber Crimes Unit. Following a trial earlier this month that ended in a hung jury, prosecutors have dismissed the case. In an email to WTAW News, 34-year-old Gruesome Rath says the jury voted 10-2 to find him not guilty. Prosecutors say charges were dropped after meeting with jurors. Rath was arrested in September 2006. He was accused of propositioning who he thought was an underage girl, but it turned out to be an undercover Bryan police officer. A Friday afternoon chase that started in Hearn ended in Northwest Bryan. Someone sought by Harris County authorities is back in Hearn following a brief standoff after the suspect's car blew a tire. The incident closed FM 20 at 18, the Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Sandy Point and Mumford Roads for about an hour. A Brazos County constable's car was struck. No injuries were reported. The full U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on contempt of Congress charges against Attorney General Eric Holder.
The only Texas congressman on the Government Oversight and Reform Committee that voted along party lines against Holder last week is Blake Farenthold of Corpus Christi.
The Attorney General has had every opportunity in the world to voice his objections and comply, but instead we wait until the last hour and say, well, give us some more time, or you bring out something like executive privilege.
The contempt charges allege that Holder has refused to turn over certain documents related to the Justice Department's Fast and Furious program that put guns in the hands of Mexican drug gangs and led to the death of a Border Patrol agent. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
One of our biggest heat spikes so far this summer that's going on right now, and we could use some relief, but it doesn't look like we're going to get any from Tropical Storm Debbie. National Weather Service has discontinued a tropical storm warning for Louisiana after forecast models indicated the state is under less of a threat from Tropical Storm Debbie than initially thought, which means even far less of a threat for Texas. Parts of Alabama and Florida remain under a tropical storm warning, however. Storm paths are generally hard to predict days in advance, and forecasters say they've been comparing several models to compile the forecast. As of late Sunday, though, they believe the storm was less likely to make a westward turn toward Louisiana. And is College Station the friendliest city in the United States? We're in the running. Two judges will be in town Wednesday night through Sunday morning to help make that determination.
Everyone needs to come and meet them. And, you know, whatever they do, they need to meet our residents. If we do win, we will be featured in USA Today, Rand McNally's 2013 Atlas, as well as their GPS. So we'll be like, hey, go visit the friendliest city.
The city's Lacey Lively is working with local attractions to finalize the itinerary for the judges representing Rand McNally. WTAW News Time coming up on 7:36. It's 79 degrees right now on our way to 80 by 8 today. This news update brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com. That's Lone Star Roof Systems.
Amish Furniture for Generations has moved to their new location. That's right. Amish Furniture is now on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. You'll still find all the beautiful, detailed, handcrafted solid wood pieces that make furniture into heirlooms. and you can still receive 10% off custom orders right now. Stop by and check out the new location of Amish Furniture for Generations, 2703 Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Kent a call at 260-5050.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Strong high pressure system over the state will keep Tropical Storm Debbie off to our east. We certainly could use the rain from the system, but it's not going to get in here. Sunshine and very warm today, 100 to 105. Tonight clear, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be near 80 degrees. It'll be sunny during the day on Wednesday, highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Arizona baseball, that's been a pretty powerhouse in baseball for quite some time, and today they could win it all tonight if they win game two of the best of three championship series over South Carolina. We will talk about that. Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers both win yesterday, and the Bombers were off last night. They'll be on the road tonight. That and more coming up in sports.
There you go. What's worse than finding a... By the way, have you noticed the price of apples lately? I don't know if you guys eat apples.
I'm too busy paying attention to tea in China.
No, I haven't. Are they quite a bit of pound?
Yeah, they really are, because I eat apples. I enjoy eating apples. And
yeah, do you eat the green ones?
No, I don't care for those very much. Mm-hmm. I pretty much just shop by price, though, okay? Because, I mean, they're apples, right?
Right. The vine doesn't know how much they're going to be charged, right?
I believe there's a breed or two or a variety of two that are far superior to some of the others.
There are some that do. There are a couple out there that kind of taste like a pear, which, you know, is pretty neat.
It's hard to beat a good Gala apple.
But yeah, and that's, you know, that's what I'm buying right now, but the reason is because they're the least expensive. I mean, I'm in there shopping yesterday. I mean, they got apples for $2.49 a pound.
That's pretty expensive.
I'm just going, you know, I don't care for that apple that much. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm buying apples based on price alone right now.
Wow.
But it just so happens that Gala, which is one of the ones I like, is not. But you remember when there just used to be, now, Chase, of course, you can ring in on this, too, because you obviously were there at the Piggly Wiggly.
Uh-huh.
Were you ever doing stocking in produce, or they just let you do canned goods?
No.
They let you do that?
I was all about the produce.
Really? How many kinds of apples do they have back in, remember?
At the Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah.
Red and green.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We grew up with red, delicious apples. We thought that's all there was to it.
I think we had red delicious, we had golden delicious, and probably a few Granny Smith.
Yeah, and that's about it. Now, you know, you go in there and they got...
They got a whole passel of them.
Yeah.
All sorts of kinds. But anyway...
Back in my day, we didn't need all these apples.
That's right. Why do they call them delicious? Isn't that kind of bragging? Well, I mean, really, I mean, isn't that up for us to decide?
Well, why do they call that one variety of tomatoes beefsteak?
Yeah.
It tastes nothing like a steak.
I don't know what that's about. Well, the first time somebody cut this apple and took a chunk, boy, it's delicious. Hey, let's call it that. That'd be good.
Anyway. Which apple did you get? The red one?
Yeah.
But which one? It was the pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Half a worm.
Half a worm in the apple, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, is that a new joke, Scott?
I'm sorry. I know it's been a while since all of us have been in fourth grade. But I'm pretty sure we all remember
that. I heard that when I was four, I believe.
There's somebody out there who hadn't heard it.
Yeah, another 4-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hello.
Hey, funny thing is red delicious apples are not really the most delicious apples.
No, you're right. You're
if anything, they're the most inconsistent.
So, do you have a favorite apple?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite apple?
Yeah, the Honeycrisp is really good.
Yep.
But they're, you know, they only weigh about a pound and a half a piece.
Well, that's just
they're big.
That just sounds like a meal.
That's a meal. That's it. Just build something around it.
Yeah.
But
just
anyway.
Bake it. Put a little cinnamon on it.
He made it sound like it was just too much of a commitment. You only weigh about a pound a piece. Sometimes I just can't muster the energy.
I don't know if I like apples that much.
I'd love one of those apples, but my gosh.
What's that
I'm
apple?
I'm not marrying it.
What is that apple called?
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp.
That's like cereal.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
And you can buy them at your local.
Well,
you have to order them on the internet. You have to be part of a super secret Apple Club.
Yeah, okay. You got to drive to Houston for them, right?
And you have to sit on your porch in a rocking chair and wait for them to get delivered. Yeah.
Honey, the apples are here.
Really? The June apples made it.
And the phone book.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, have you ever tried a Fiji apple?
Yeah, Fijis are good, too. Yeah, you like those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
They're hard as a rock and sweet.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, just like me.
Golly.
All right, so anyway, I brought gifts for you boys this morning.
Yeah, what is this about?
We'll do this in a second. Hello.
Hi, it's not the season for apples. You're actually eating the tail end of last season's apples.
So ew.
You're paying more.
Oh. Scott's eating the tail end of the apple. That's awful.
Well,
really?
The one I have in here tastes really good. I don't know how old. Okay, that's weird.
So are apples like oysters that don't have an R in them or something?
Yeah, I won't eat candied corn, but I'll eat apples. Is that it? Well, no, but they ship them from different parts of the world, too.
Oh, see? Yeah.
You know, what she's speaking of is in U.S. America.
Ah.
The season's over. Yeah. But, you know, if you don't mind eating an apple from Chile or something like that.
I would say most of those, like the Gala apples, are from Central America.
Yeah, they are. Yep. All right. So, anyhow. So, yeah. So,
I have to compliment you on the wrapping job that you did.
Yeah. Yeah, some real thought went into it.
You wasted a lot of staples. I'll put it to you that way.
But that's the idea. Is it needed to be a surprise?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, you know, I'll go put them in an envelope. Well, no, that's company money being wasted. I'll just go get
the
couple.
Staples aren't.
But I'll get a piece of 8.5 by 11 paper and 10 staples. I mean.
Oh, I only got 7 staples. But
okay. All right.
You got 7. I got 6.
Yeah. I wrapped yours differently, Chase. Yeah. All right, so y'all can open these up. This is just a little gift from me to y'all.
Are you going to reuse this, or can I just rip it open?
Yeah, really. Yeah, is it like my mom's garment boxes?
All right, so Tom, what did you get there?
Oh, looky there. Yeah.
I got some Fugu mints.
I think they're Fugu.
Fugu. But,
well, I was trying to be careful, whatever it was.
Yeah, so it's some mints for you. And it's
some Fugu mints. Are you trying to tell me something, Scott?
Not at all. It's just
need a little mint?
It was free, and so I, you know, got that for you.
Oh, it was free. I'm glad you went all out. How about you, Chase? What did you get?
Stupendous anti-gravity mints. Thank you very much.
Now, you see, there seems to be a claim in the title of that product.
That's right. Not only stupendous, but anti-gravity.
So
what happens if I go anti-gravity, but I'm not stupendous?
We'll have to peel you off the ceiling if you go
anti-gravity. Why were they free? Did you shoplift them or what?
I didn't really think that possession of stolen property was worth it myself.
Right.
So I thought I'd pass it on to y'all.
There's quite a few in here.
Well,
I love what
think
it says.
I'll
on
have
the,
a delicious Fugu.
On the back, the Unemployed Philosophers Guild.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And mints made in USA, 10 made in China. Do we need to know that?
I guess so. Right. So anyway, so there's little tins of mints for you this morning, and they were free, and so just thought I'd pass those on to you, just, you know, kind of a Monday because type.
So Scott went to a fancy wedding.
Right? Yeah, where they gave out mints, novelty mints.
Yeah, rose petals and these mints. Yeah.
Actually, no, Jackie went someplace, and they had like a goodie bag.
Oh, swag.
Yeah, that's what it was, and so there you go.
And so she took out all the good stuff and gave us the mints.
Right. Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best of the Brazos. Each year since 2005.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet now offers more than floor covering. We are your destination for complete home design in Central Texas.
Now you can choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all in one place.
We even have a new name, Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, located at Rock Prairie and Welburn Road.
At Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Dr. James.
James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When circumstances spiral out of control, it's like watching a crash about to happen when there's nothing you can do to prevent it. But there is something you can do to get things back on track. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As you know, life can be unpredictable. One minute you're on top of the world, the next you feel like life is on top of you. Without warning, we can be thrust into a flurry of circumstances outside of our control. And the future that once felt so certain is suddenly a jumbled mess of confusion. One of the most helpful suggestions I've heard at a time like this is to do the next right thing. Maybe you feel that advice is too simple or even glib, but in reality, it gets to the heart of the solution. When life spins out of control, we feel so overwhelmed, our first instinct is to often try and fix everything at once. Not only will this not fix the problem, but you'll feel even more overwhelmed. If you're buried under a mountain of difficulties, I sympathize with the challenge you face, but I hope you'll take heart. You don't have to move the whole mountain at once. You just need to figure out what the next right thing to do is and do it. To speak with one of our counselors for guidance on what your next step ought to be, call us at 1-800, the letter A, and the word family, or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com for more information. I'm Jim Daly.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
A new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Happy Monday morning, everybody. It's 7:50. I'm Tom Turbeville, and here's a look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, Texas A&M sprinter Jenna Matarmo is in the middle of a little controversy at the U.S. Olympic trials at Eugene. Even with all the modern technology to time a 100-meter dash, Tarmo and her Nike teammate Allison Felix tied for third Saturday in the finals of the event. And that means really tied, 11.068 seconds. There was no means to break the tie mechanically. The third-place finisher is on the U.S. Olympic team going to London. The other is an alternate. And there was no written procedure in place by USA Track and Field for breaking the tie. So they got together and made one up yesterday. It will be decided by either a runoff or a coin flip. If both runners agree to the same tiebreaker method, that one will be used. If they disagree on the method, a runoff will happen. If neither declares a preference, a coin flip will be used. Most observers believe that they'll agree to a runoff, and it'll happen sometime before the end of the trials next Sunday. Javelin thrower Sam Humphrey finished second in the prelims on Saturday, and he will try to earn a spot on the Olympic team tonight in the finals. Let's take it to Omaha. The Arizona Wildcats will not only be out to beat the South Carolina Gamecocks tonight, but to dethrone them for the top of the college baseball world and to tie their unbeatable record of going a perfect 10-0 in the NCAA tournament. The Wildcats took Game 1 of the College World Series last night, 5-1 over a South Carolina team looking to become the first team in 37 years to win at Omaha 3 years in a row. South Carolina did not lose an NCAA postseason game last year on the way to its second straight title. And this year, the Arizona Wildcats, well, they beat Missouri and then Louisville twice to win their own regional. They beat St. John's twice to win their super regional. And in Omaha so far, they beat Florida State, UCLA, and Florida State again to win their division. And now they've beaten South Carolina, the first of a best two out of three. This is Arizona's 16th appearance in the College World Series, and they've won three titles. Their last one was back in 1986. Game two is tonight at 7 o'clock. It's on ESPN. Well, both top seeds are scheduled to play on opening day today at Wimbledon, the third Grand Slam tournament of the tennis season. Defending men's champion and top seed Novak Djokovic opens play on center court at Wimbledon against the former number one Juan Carlos Ferrero. That actually started about an hour ago. We'll update you later. While women's top seed Maria Sharapova, who completed the Grand Slam at the recent French Open, is also scheduled to compete. After beginning the day six shots off the lead, Mark Leishman fired an early 8-under par 62 and then endured a two-hour wait in the clubhouse and claimed his first PGA Tour title yesterday, the Travelers. Charlie Hoffman blew a two-stroke lead with a double bogey-bogey. He ended up signing for a 66, tying with Bubba Watson for second place. Matt Harrison pitched five scoreless innings yesterday to lead the Texas Rangers past the Colorado Rockies 4-2. Leonis Martin recorded the first three RBIs of his major league career for the Rangers. Rocky starter Alex White took the loss after giving up four runs in two-plus innings. Texas wins 2 of 3 over the Rockies. They still lead the AL West by 5 games and host Detroit the next 3 nights. Chris Johnson homered and drove in 3 runs yesterday to lead the Houston Astros to a 7-1 win over the Cleveland Indians. J.D. Martinez also went deep to help Houston starter J.A. Happ pick up his second consecutive victory. Astros win 2 out of 3 in the Interleague Series and continue their homestand with the San Diego Padres in for 4 games. Two Aggie golfers advanced well at the Women's Western Golf Association Amateur Championship in Monroe, Michigan before bowing out. Both Mary Michael Maggio and Susie Grundon qualified for the match play portion of the tournament. Grundon won her first 2 matches but was eliminated in the round of 16 by Mariah Juttagugam. Maggio won her first 3 matches but fell in the quarterfinals also to Juttagugam, who went on to lose in the championship match to her sister, Areja Juttagugam. And the Brazos Valley Bombers were off last night after falling 4-3 to the TCL leading East Texas Pump Jacks on Saturday night at AMB Ballpark. Tonight, the Bombers will be in Victoria to meet the Generals before both teams come back to Bryan to play tomorrow night. And then the Bombers host Acadiana Wednesday night, then the Generals again on Thursday. The Bombers are still in second place, 2.5 games behind the Pump Jacks. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabits per second. It doesn't matter if you live in the town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available to your home or office. So make the call to Starfire today at 776-2215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
Hey, right here in College Station, it is the home of Texas Traders Post. Go to Texas Trading Post, which is txtraders.com. This is the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, and it's right here in College Station. Lots of fun stuff. I mean, if you you want to kind of poke fun at folks who wish they lived in Texas, they've got those for you. But, you know, if you're serious about it, too, high-end bedding and furniture is available at txtraders.com. Have a look at that. They also have maps and framed flag art. There's Texas metal art as well. If you're looking for corporate gifts, T-shirts, cufflinks, cookbooks, waffle irons, all that, and a whole lot more at Texas Trading Post. Now, also they have military, firefighter, and law enforcement gifts as well, and great affordable prices. So go to txtraders.com, txtraders.com. Look at all sorts of stuff that lets you show your Texas pride, or maybe you've got a friend who's been exiled off to another state or another country, and they want to show off some Texas stuff, then there's plenty for them to look at. Go to the website. That's txtraders.com, txtraders.com for Texas Trading Post.
Dr. Rob Herring with Listen Here Audiology provides hearing care by utilizing professionalism, technology, and a desire to improve the quality of life to those who are hearing impaired. Not sure if it's for you? Listen Here Audiology offers you a 30-day hearing aid satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Don't order hearing aids online or from the back of a magazine. Call 776-HEAR or visit listenhereaudiology.com now to improve your quality of life. Listen Here Audiology, making a difference in your life with a team of local professionals you can trust on East 29th Street in Bryan.
Need a better battery? Get an Interstate battery. Auto technicians recommend Interstate batteries 5-to-1. Interstate batteries power everything from cars, trucks, and motorcycles to boats, RVs, and ATVs. So whether it's for work or for play, depend on an Interstate battery to get you where you need to go. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable. Make sure your car is ready for the summer heat with a battery check at Interstate Batteries. Call 775-4293 to find a dealer near you. 775-4293.
Hey, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, you going on vacation this year? 61% of us, I think, are going on vacations, which is a little bit higher than last year. But here you go. If you're a germaphobe, the nastiest thing in your hotel room. Nastiest thing in your hotel room.
Oh, okay.
New study.
Yeah,
finds
new study.
Yep. The light switch and the lamp switch are the dirtiest things in the hotel room. Right up there with the remote control also ranks as higher than the levels that are allowed in hospitals. Of course, you're staying in a hotel for fun.
That's true.
You would hope. But nonetheless, just remember that light switch. Also, headboards and curtain rods. Curtain rods?
Well, don't be licking the headboard.
WTAW. College Station, Brian. It's 8 o'clock. We'll be at 102 today.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's a lot on the line at the Supreme Court for the entire healthcare industry, awaiting the key ruling on what critics call Obamacare. It could come today, might not. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live outside the court.
In this final week of the Supreme Court's term, six cases argued this year are still without published opinions. That includes the landmark challenge to the president's health care overhaul and a challenge to Arizona's hardline immigration enforcement law. Both have become key themes on the campaign trail. In both cases, pit the Obama administration against Republican governors. Opinions are expected in the next hour, as well as word for any more days the court could meet this week, Dave.
Jared, it's not a powerful tropical storm, but Debbie is a soaker sitting off Florida's Gulf Coast. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Now, Dave, slow-moving Debbie has dumped possibly record-breaking rainfall on the Tampa Bay area, even though she's not all that close, nor is she moving in that direction. She's headed for the Panhandle. Gulf County, Florida, is already feeling it.
Flooding, of course, that is our main concern. We do see trees down, trees in the power lines. Currently, we know that we've got about 1,300 people without power.
That's Brett Lowry with Gulf County. Landfall won't be there until later this week, Dave.
Evan, a park in Denver is closed as police investigate a cop killing at a free jazz concert yesterday.
The officer and some of her colleagues had just broken up a fight when the shots were fired and she was hit in the head. Concertgoers ran for cover and police ran to chase those involved in the fight.
That's Brenda Stewart with Fox affiliate KOA. One person is in custody, not clear if it's the shooter. A Kentucky state trooper was shot in the face last night. Two sheriff's deputies were also hit, but all are expected to recover with non-life-threatening injuries. This after responding to a call that someone was firing at the car. That gunman was killed in the ensuing shootout at the vehicle. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Beachwater Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool, relax in the shade under our giant palapas, and sample great seafood at the Shrimp House restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
When you leave town, trust Love and Care Luxury Boarding and Doggy Daycare to give your pet the pampering it deserves. While staying in our luxury boarding, your dog will reside in its own themed room, furnished with a large off-the-floor bed and play area. Our luxury boarding guests can take advantage of a full day of doggy daycare during their stay at no additional cost, providing luxury overnight accommodations and playgroups for your pampered pet. Love and Care Luxury Boarding and Doggy Daycare. Call 846-8716. 846 8716.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting married. Now what?
Your newest best friend is the new website, BrazosValleyBride.com. You'll find wedding dresses, cakes, photographers, caterers, florists, rehearsal dinner locations, reception venues, wedding locations, and a lot more. So many decisions. So, if you're planning a wedding, where are you going to go?
BrazosValleyBride.com.
Now Brazos Valley Bride is more than a magazine. Visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
WTAW News Time, 806, 85 degrees right now. Our thermometers are on the roof, so it's probably not quite that warm, but still it gives you an idea of just how warm it is going to be today as we head toward a high of more than 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Later this year, Texas A&M officials will determine what to do with future home football games. The Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau have hired an international company to determine the economic impact of moving games out of town should that decision be made. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says the consultant compares the loss of Kyle Field games to the hit Gulf Beaches took following the 2010 BP oil spill.
People don't go to Gulfport, Mississippi because Gulfport's a fantastic place to visit. They go there because the beaches. If you take away the beaches, you take away everything. People don't come to Bryan College Station seven Saturdays in September, October, and November because we're a great place to visit. They come to watch Texas A&M football, 90,000 of them. You take that away, it's devastating.
Goodwin says it's also important to quantify the loss.
If you're in a position of making the ultimate decision on what happens, I think you take people a lot more serious that come to you with good relevant facts and good relevant data produced by internationally respected people versus emotion, anger, sadness, fear.
Goodwin says this is the first time anyone has done a study of this kind. The jury considering punishment in Stanley Griffin's capital murder trial recessed early Friday for the weekend and will return today for the court to continue. On Friday, the prosecution finished its part of the punishment phase, presenting witnesses in its attempt to have Griffin given the death sentence. Defense lawyers began calling witnesses in an effort to have Griffin spared and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Griffin was convicted last week in the 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley of College Station. Brazos County prosecutors have dismissed charges of online solicitation filed nearly 6 years ago. That follows a hung jury earlier this month in the trial of 34-year-old Gruesome Rath of Houston. Rath was accused of arranging sex with what he thought was an underage girl, but instead was an undercover Bryan police officer. Rath told WTAW News in an email he was innocent from day one, which is why he never pleaded guilty and fought the charge since his arrest in September of 2006. Rath says the jury voted 10-2 to find him not guilty. The DA's office says it decided to drop charges after meeting with jurors. Motorists in Northwest Bryan were out of luck Friday afternoon for about an hour. FM 2818, the Harvey Mitchell Parkway closed between Mumford and Sandy Point Roads. Bryan police reported a chase that started in Hearn ended with a blown tire and a brief standoff with someone wanted by authorities in Harris County. Along the way, a Brazos County constable's car was struck. No injuries were reported as the suspect was transported back to Hearn. U.S. Senate candidates David Dewhurst and Ted Cruz met in a face-to-face televised debate Friday night.
Each concluded he is the obviously better choice for Texas than is the other. This is Ted Cruz.
My opponent talks about cutting spending and cutting taxes, just like the politicians in Washington do. But what he doesn't mention is that in his years in elected office, he's repeatedly cut deals with Democrats.
Dewhurst responded by saying even Cruz supporters admit he's the better choice.
One of your big supporters, the Club for Growth, just a couple months ago put out a statement on Texas and said that the state of Texas, its tax structure, leads the country. It's exemplary.
It all comes to a head in the runoff election July 31st. Dennis Martin, TSN News.
Two more earthquakes have been reported in the Lone Star State, one each in the northern and southern parts of Texas. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 3.4 magnitude quake was recorded just before 4 o'clock Sunday morning near Tilden, about 100 miles northwest of Corpus Christi. A 3.6 quake was measured parts of Johnson County just before 1 p.m., about 25 miles south of Fort Worth. Some Johnson County residents say they could feel the ground shake, and some items in their homes were knocked over Sunday. No serious damage or injuries were reported. And later this week, judges will be in College Station to evaluate friendliness. The city's Lacey Lively says it's the next step in a nationwide contest.
We got the Rogue Riders. It's Bob and Jennifer. There's two people, a couple, and they're going to all the friendliest cities, and they're making their stop into College Station Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they're leaving Sunday. I'm working with the CVB, Chamber of Commerce, TEKS, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Texas A&M University to come up with itinerary.
Lively says on the line is College Station being a part of the next Rand McNally Road Atlas as one of the friendliest cities in the country. WTAW News time is 8:11, 86 degrees right now at the studios. Again, our thermometers on top of the Crystal Park Plaza building, so obviously going to be hotter up there than perhaps it is actually the ambient temperature in the area right now, but either way, it's hot.
8:11 is your WTAW News Time. The news brought to you by Mary Major. Forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Mary Maids Best of the Brazos Valley four consecutive years and the Reader's Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Mary Maids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, it's 8:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Very warm week shaping up for the region as high pressure sits over the state and Tropical Storm Debbie sits off to the east. Looks like Debbie is going to remain east of the area, so we'll just have sunshine and heat today. Highs will be about 100 to 105, clear and warm overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, 100 to 105, clear tomorrow night near 80. Mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, highs will be up around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, it took them a week to count the votes in the presidential race in Egypt. Do you see that?
A week.
A week.
That's a long time for us to be on the air if we were covering Egypt's presidential elections.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, Victoria Bank would love
First Victoria
it, though,
Bank would love it.
A lot of commercials for that.
And I'd probably ask for a week off.
Yeah. Mohamed Morsi or Morsi is the new.
Why not?
Well, hey. Just saying, he got 51.7% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, that'll work out well for us.
It's interesting because the military pretty much curbed the powers of the presidency last week. They said, we'll let you be president, but you know.
But on these terms.
Yeah. Mohammed, by the way, he's a Southern Cal Trojan.
Really?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Went to Southern Cal?
Yep. Graduated in get this.
Did he defeat a Bruin?
He's got an engineering degree from Southern Cal. Two of his five children were born in California. They're U.S. American citizens.
Wow.
So I know that they'll think a lot more of the United States. Oh, well, maybe they won't. Yeah. Just saying. Oh, by the way, caller said, y'all sound like Obama supporters.
What?
I give you these mints and all you can do is criticize. Just say it. You know.
Well.
There. Yeah.
On a rosier note, or perhaps, you know, rosier in that, expanding our, you never know where our audience comes from.
Sure.
But an email this morning regarding the Apple discussion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I listen to the Infomaniacs every morning from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, wow. How fun. That's
they were great. Talking this morning about apple prices being so high, 90 to 95% of Michigan's apple crop was wiped out with frost this spring.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, so that had something.
Reinforcing, number one, we have the smartest listeners.
Yep.
And number two, they are diverse in geography and, geography at least. So.
Hey, Chase.
What's that guy?
Say, who's Dennis Martin? I mean, that guy is something.
Wasn't he? I knew you'd like that. Would you like to listen to him again? At least just a little bit?
Can you do the sign off? Can you just do his kiss off?
Yeah, if you'll give me just a moment, I'll pull up Dennis's what we call a voice rap in the business.
Because I've watched some of this debate, and I mean, if I had a foam brick, I'd have been throwing that at the... I mean, you talk about boring.
That's right.
It's more fun to go to the Sherwin-Williams paint store. Golly.
Now, if the manager of the Sherwin-Williams store is listening to us right now, I hope you are not in his store anytime
soon. I'm just saying
I hope you are in his store buying copious amounts of product.
I do buy product there.
But they don't
sit
around and watch paint dry.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, okay.
Here we go. Here's the beginning of the story. Okay. Then we'll get just good. All just right. Jump to the lockout. Okay.
For the past 3 months.
Oh, wait,
that's not him.
That was Doug Helton.
Yeah.
What in the world? All right, hang on.
All right.
I'm looking in the wrong... Okay, I was looking in the wrong place.
You sound like Scott. Yeah,
I'm new to this business.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that or not. I'm new to this.
There
All right, let's try this again. All right, here we go. This is Dennis Martin.
Each concluded he is the obviously better choice for Texas than is the other. This is Ted Cruz.
All right, then we get into it. Yeah. Here's the middle part. You know.
Dewhurst responded by saying even Cruz supporters admit he's the better choice.
All right, and then there's here's the end.
It all comes to a head in the runoff election July 31st. Dennis Martin, TSN News.
Oh, you like the way he drops the voice with the middle of the Martin?
TSN News. Yeah.
Dennis is just so happy because after all,
TSN News.
Yeah, he cut his teeth at that Winsboro radio station.
That's right. That's right. He was news director there for 34 years. And now he's moved up to the big time.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
No, it's okay. I don't care that much.
Well, no, I
today's nominee for...
I don't care that you don't care. You wanted to know, so...
But you're right. It was a boring debate.
It was. God, it was hard.
I know. I'll never get back watching that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway. All right. We're going
to
do
it. Dennis needs to work on his...
His resume?
He needs to work on his publicity.
He ain't up there, huh? You Googled him and it said, did you mean?
Ain't nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay. Our criminal mastermind of the week, brought to you by St. Louis, the city of St. Louis, where a man held up a victim at gunpoint.
I'm guessing he's moonlighting.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, he's you know what? He's probably a broadcast teacher at
Careful.
North Texas or something.
Careful.
That's Careful. What John Mark does, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, no, I used to work with John Mark. It's okay.
And he's at Texas A&M Commerce.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, he left here to go to North Texas. So he's
there you go.
Get his PhD.
He's an alum, right?
He's at Texas A&M Commerce.
One of our alums.
Okay. Anyway, our criminal mastermind of the week comes from the city of St. Louis, where a man held up a victim at gunpoint. Tried to flee in the victim's car, only to discover it was a manual transmission. He didn't know how to drive it.
I know manual.
So
he's a good man.
Get this, though. So the victim... The victim offered the robber a ride and dropped him off.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Where? The police station?
No, just at his house. Robber got to keep $24, and that's that. So far, no arrests.
Okay, is this the stupid criminal or the stupid victim?
Well, I think they're both together. They're in a club. Yeah. All right.
You talk about a couple of Einsteins.
Yeah. 819, Bill McGuire here this morning for the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
I'm great. What we got today?
Well, I've got something for business owners. You know, the BBB, one thing we're concerned about always is false or misleading claims. Mm-hmm. And so this goes out to all the business owners and with information just for them. We all know about impact words in marketing, language that is proven to be most likely to get attention or elicit a buyer response. But using these powerful trigger words and not backing them up or qualifying them so much that they become meaningless can be worse than not using them at all. The advertising of a good, reputable company is a promise, and good, reputable companies and business people don't make promises they can't keep. Clearly, it's difficult to make powerful 1, 2, or 3-word claims that are completely string-free or ironclad, so it's important to do a reality check when you use impact words in your marketing. If there are too many ifs, ands, or buts attached to your promises, or if the likelihood is low of the typical customer getting exactly the promised service, product, or experience, you could be crossing into teaser territory, and nobody likes that, and it could backfire on you. Here are some commonly used impact words and thoughts to consider before using them. Instantly. If you can't give a discount, rebate, or service in real time, on the spot, whether at a cash register, website, or someone's front door, don't call it instant. There's nothing vague about the word. So the customer's expectation is clear. If it's not going to happen immediately, then use more accurate words like fast, speedy, while you wait, or at point of purchase. No questions asked. If you use these strong words, abide by them. Too often, those words are tossed out mostly as part of a warranty or return policy, but not really honored. Returns and other after-sale interactions are often where the customer is most sensitive to the quality of your service. They can be make-or-break situations for your business. So if you say it, do it, using your mouth to smile, apologize if needed, and say thank you, not to question, challenge, or backpedal. Guaranteed. It's admittedly very difficult to use this word without some kind of qualifier, though some companies are very good at it. So if you do use the word, be very upfront and specific about exactly what is guaranteed and how. We've all been in situations where we make a claim on a guarantee only to have some clause pointed out to us that happens to specifically exclude our problem. If your guarantee is truly unconditional, that's fantastic, and you should trumpet it. But it's not. If it's not, be clear. Say, our guarantee is this, and say it out. Define it. It comes down to common sense. Read your promise as a customer would, then envision a scenario where it comes into question. If there is any chance it might be misunderstood or misleading, your guarantee isn't clear enough. Free. Free is free, or at least it should be. Free with a patently ridiculous handling charge, as is common in late-night infomercial pitches, or free with conditions that are not disclosed clearly or until late in the process can be sketchy. The free may be technically accurate in some fashion, but the further something gets from truly free, the more a buzzkill it is for your customer. You may be sending me a free collector's coffee mug, but if you mumble, you just paid shipping and handling for $12.95, I'm not feeling the free quite as much. Limited time. It's common practice for companies to advertise sales, promotions, or other offers as being for a limited time only, for the obvious purpose of creating a sense of urgency and forcing a faster buying decision. But when that limited time opportunity gets advertised over and over and over again for weeks and sometimes months on end, or kept alive just to extend the popular demand, customers become incredulous and less likely to buy into future time-sensitive offers. If there is no specified end date, or you aren't sure you will end your offer in what would reasonably be considered a limited time, don't position it that way. On the other hand, if the claim is accurate, be specific. Say it's for 1 week only, or the offer ends July 31st. No ambiguity there. No small print. This is really part and parcel of all the other words and situations above. No small print means not a single condition, caveat, or codicil. If there's so much as an asterisk or footnote, you've broken the promise. If your offer requires small print, as most do, that's okay, but then just state that some conditions apply. Or don't say anything and make the offer details clear in the big print. The bottom line is that if you overpromise, set customer expectations at an unrealistic level, or use cloudy language or prompt customer behavior, you do so at your own peril. If you can make a clear, powerful promise and honor it with confidence, go for it. If not, better to skip the trigger words and not risk having them come back to bite you. The BBB is always here to help the people in the Brazos County and on. If you want to call us, 979-260-2222, or check us out on the web at www.bbb.org.
All right, there you go. Thanks a lot. That's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau on alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Expect an early pullback on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are sharply lower. Analysts say investors around the world are uneasy about this week's European Union summit. One strategist says another factor is the approach of the second quarter earnings reporting season. Jim O'Neill from Goldman Sachs says the markets could be choppy all summer. O'Neill says he's more concerned about the U.S. economy than Europe's. And economic activity across the country weakened again last month. The Chicago Fed's National Activity Index slipped in May. Production declined sharply, but other components, such as consumption and housing, were barely changed. The government releases its monthly report on new home sales shortly after the markets opened this morning. Economists expect to hear there was a modest increase last month. And the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare will be coming this week. It could be as early as today, though court observers say it's more likely to come later in the week. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
The all-new BMW 328i has a 0-60 time of 5.9 seconds, faster than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. And that inspired Car and Driver to say,
clearly, the new 3 Series is the compact sports sedan for a changed world.
It also puts out 240 horsepower, making it more powerful than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4, which move Motor Trend to say,
this is not just a win for the 328i, it's a massacre.
And it gets 33 highway miles per gallon, so it's more fuel efficient than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. So, after a recent test drive, the all-new BMW 3 Series inspired Gary from Chicago to say,
woo! I love it!
We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed and power claims based on specs from manufacturer sites, 2333 city highway miles per gallon, and comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's the day for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. Hi, I'm Tom Turpeville, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's another story of Brazos Valley history from Fran Lamb.
The Headright Certificate Number 11, issued to Mr. Willis L. Ellis in September of 1839, states that he came to Texas before March 2nd of 1836. He most likely arrived in January. He is shown as having been born in Tennessee in about 1818. The headright certificate confirms his land holdings in Washington County. On page 115 of the Army Rolls in the General Land Office, it is stated that he enlisted in the Volunteer Auxiliary Corps at Nacogdoches in January of 1836. Willis Ellis was a member of Captain James Gillespie's company with General Sam Houston's troops at the Battle of the San Jacinto. Mr. Ellis was issued 640 acres of land in 1838 for having participated in that battle, and an additional 320 acres for his term of military service. In the early days of the Republic, Texas gave its veterans land in recognition of their military service. Since the days of the Republic, Texas has always supported her veterans in return for their military service. In the early days, it was in the form of land given by the state for military service in the Texas Revolution. In 1946, spurred by returning World War II veterans, the legislature established the Texas Veterans Land Board to continue this tradition by providing Texas veterans with long-term, low-interest land loans. Today, the Veterans Land Board oversees 5 veterans programs. During the days of the Texas Revolution, solemn promises of land were made to those men who signed on the dotted line to serve their state in combat. This was an honorable contract made by the forefathers of the Revolution with its troops. The records of these transactions, located in the files of the Veterans Land Board, are often quite detailed and describe the transaction as well as the years of military service and often the battles that were fought. Willis Ellis and his wife Elizabeth Jane had one child, Mary Jane. Mary Jane later married John H. Milliken of Brazos County. Mr. Ellis died in September of 1843. His widow, Elizabeth Jane Ellis, and family friend Stephen Evitts were appointed administrators of his estate. Mr. Evitts disposed of 221 acres of the donated land that Willis Ellis received for his battlefield service to satisfy a debt against the estate. That land was purchased by none other than Harvey Mitchell. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you again, Fran Lamb, each and every Monday on Bravo Brazos Valley. It's Heritage Highlights, history of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 831, 85 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of well over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. With the very hot temperatures in the forecast, the state's power grid is under its first real test of the summer beginning today.
Temperatures are supposed to hit triple digits. Robbie Searcy with ERCOT says they're expecting peak demand to exceed 65,000 megawatts today and tomorrow. ERCOT has about 9,000 megawatts more of capacity.
It looks like there will be adequate electric generation resources. We don't anticipate having to issue any sort of alert.
She says there's always the possibility that could change. She's asking everyone to kick the thermostat up a notch and cut back on power use during the peak demand hours of 4 to 7 p.m. She also says you can download a free new app. It's called ERCOT Energy Saver. It'll give notifications when reserve power is tight. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The capital murder trial of Stanley Griffin resumes this week. The testimony in the punishment phase continues today. The defense began presenting witnesses on Friday after the prosecution wrapped up its portion of the case. Prosecution is seeking the death penalty, the defense trying to get life in prison. Griffin was convicted last week in the 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley at her College Station apartment. There's no disagreement on the importance of Texas A&M home football games to the local economy, but there's never been hard figures. That's expected to change with a joint study commissioned by the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says this comes as the university studies whether to move Aggie home games out of town.
Royce Hickman, the director of the chamber, was hearing from a lot of his membership that if this happens, we're not only not going to, we're out of business. I mean, we're done. We cannot weather this storm.
Again, that's Hunter Goodwin speaking there. He says his losing games also means a loss of property tax revenue to the cities, schools, and the county.
My hotels, for example, their values are based upon income. And if you shock my income by 30%, I'm going to go down and make a hell of an argument and compelling case to the tax district that my facility is now worth 30% less. So if you apply the same tax rate to a $10 million building that's now worth $7 million, and you factor that in across, you know, every commercial business in town.
Goodwin says they've hired the company that researched the economic impact of this year's London Olympics and the tourism loss from the Gulf oil spill 2 years ago. 6 years ago, a Houston man was among the first arrested by the newly created Bryan Police Department's Cyber Crimes Unit. Following a trial earlier this month that ended in a hung jury, prosecutors have dismissed the case against 34-year-old Gruesome Rath. In an email to WTAW News, Rath says the jury voted 10-2 to find him not guilty. Prosecutors say charges were dropped after meeting with jurors. A Friday afternoon chase that started in Hearn ended in Northwest Bryan. Someone sought by Harris County authorities is back in Hearn following a brief standoff after the suspect's car blew a tire. The incident closed FM 20 at 18, the Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Sandy Point and Mumford Roads for about an hour. A Brazos County constable's car was hit. No injuries were reported. The full U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on contempt of Congress charges against Attorney General Eric Holder.
The only Texas congressman on the Government Oversight and Reform Committee that voted along party lines against Holder last week is Blake Farenthold of Corpus Christi.
The Attorney General has had every opportunity in the world to voice his objections and comply, but instead we wait until the last hour and say, well, give us some more time, or you bring out something like executive privilege.
The contempt charges allege that Holder has refused to turn over certain documents related to the Justice Department's Fast and Furious program that put guns in the hands of Mexican drug gangs and led to the death of a Border Patrol agent. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
And it's College Station, the friendliest city in the U.S. Two judges will be in town later this week, in fact, Wednesday night through Sunday morning, to help make that determination.
Everyone needs to come and meet them. And, you know, whatever they do, they need to meet our residents. If we do win, we will be featured in USA Today, Rand McNally's 2013 Atlas, as well as their GPS. So we'll be like, hey, go visit the friendliest city.
The city's Lacey Lively is working with local attractions to finalize the itinerary for the judges representing Rand McNally. WTAW W News time is 8:36. It's 86 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by The Face Place. More local news today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if you could correct wrinkles and sagging skin today while defending against a facelift tomorrow? As you age, your skin loses its natural elasticity, leaving you prone to wrinkles and deep frown lines. At The Face Place, Thermage treatments emit deep heat to tighten existing collagen and form new collagen. Thermage can not only tighten your aged skin, it can actually prevent loose skin from forming. And Thermage is exclusively provided at The Face Place. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW for an appointment today. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Now is the time to get your pets up to date with vaccinations and a checkup. Choose Love and Care Animal Clinic, offering quality veterinary medicine at affordable prices. Your pet is a part of your family, so you need to make sure they receive the best medical care possible. Your pet needs comprehensive medical and preventive care at state-of-the-art facilities. Your pet deserves Love and Care Animal Clinic, keeping your pets happy, healthy, and pampered. Call Love and Care at 846-8716 to book your next appointment.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Hey, it's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Strong high-pressure system over the state will keep Tropical Storm Debbie off to our east. We certainly could use the rain from the system, but it's not going to get in here. Sunshine and very warm today, 100 to 105. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be near 80 degrees. It'll be sunny during the day on Wednesday. Highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So what's the temperature up on the roof?
86.
Yeah, it's 82, I think, really. But, okay. I mean, hey, 86, 82.
Sure. Let's all go out on the roof and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Put on our flannels and go on out there and do that.
Yeah, just watch a little traffic.
Yep. So now we're gonna be vetted for friendliest town in U.S. America.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wednesday through
that's
Sunday.
Right. And they better choose us, by golly.
That's right. Or I will find you.
I'm going to kick some tail.
So Sokol reminded me I'm not a resident of College Station and asked that I stay away.
You can't blame the guy for trying.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. So we hope that you're nice to Jen and Jerry or whoever they are.
I love their ice.
What are their names? No, what are their names? Well, she says it in the other story.
She does?
Yeah. Not in the one that you ran, but earlier.
I see. Right.
Yeah.
That clicks.
It's a little sound bite there.
That button and then scroll down so Scott can have his audio.
We got the Rogue Riders. It's Bob and Jennifer.
There you go, Bob and Jen. There we go.
Sure, that's their real names too.
Now, here's my problem, okay? What happens if they have a bad day?
Yeah. What happens if the AC goes out in their hotel room?
Yeah. Well, no. Or they're just not having a good day.
Oh, just in general.
Right. That we don't have control over.
What if they come in and they're in a mood?
A mood.
What if they're pills that day? We can be just as nice as we want, and we're liable to get graded down and loose to Frisco. Hello?
Howdy, damn it. Yeah. How's that for friendly?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You kick the door in.
But again, I mean, we need to make sure that we don't end up being victimized because they're not having a good day.
I think that's just when you sit down with them at breakfast going, I want you to know something, you little so-and-so. It's about the friendliest dadgum city you're ever going to be in.
Right,
I
right.
don't know what kind of mood you woke up in this morning, but you better put your happy pants on before you start talking to people around here.
Yeah, you better get happy.
You can get happy in the same clothes you got mad in.
That's right. There you go. That's right. Yep. There yeah. you go. And you ever heard our phrase, Highway 6 runs both
That's
ways?
That's right. Yeah. You can run either direction you want. You don't want to think we're friendly. Yeah. We are friendly.
Yeah. Remember it.
Yeah. You better eat all them eggs. I'm paying for them.
Yeah. So we just try to get, if they're listening to College Station,
yeah.
they're shaking their heads.
Yeah, their heads are down on the desk going, we have no chance.
Oh, my God. They're saying, did those guys stream their show? Could somebody be listening?
They've already established that somebody in Michigan's listening, so I can only imagine how many people at Rand McNally are. Oh, well, let's check out the radio stations.
Bob and Jen said, there's this neat app called RadioAgulated.com.
Right,
we can listen
right?
to Oh, that's where we're going next. Okay.
Yeah,
that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, see how that
so
works.
Much for our key to the city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we were right there.
We were just on the cusp.
Or manhole cover, whichever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, after having faced the
fears. With any luck, they'll name a wastewater plant after us.
Yeah. After having faced the fears of $5 a gallon gas, there's good news at the gas pumps.
Yes.
The average price of a gallon of gas now, $3.47 nationally, and could fall to $3 or less by the fall. What are Woo-hoo! We paying now?
I paid $3.19 yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, it depends on where you buy.
Yes.
Name brand stuff's about $3.29.
Okay.
This was Shell. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay. The yeah. average...
It depends on where you buy. It's cheaper in Bryan than it is in College Station,
yeah,
which doesn't seem very friendly. If
well,
you
this is
yeah,
the,
really.
So,
well, this is the Shell across from the courthouse downtown at Bryan Parkway and Texas. Well,
they're not buying advertising. I don't know why I'm going that far with it. But,
well, I just tell people where to save money.
You mean down there across from the Dairy Queen?
Uh-huh.
and there by the health department where they have the farmer's market on Saturday morning? That
that'd,
one?
That'd be the place.
That it?
Yeah.
Hey, so make sure.
Call us now if you got something you want to sell. 695-1620.
That's right. Well, anyway.
It's I already, buy my tamales there. So
it's already averaging $3.06 a gallon in South Carolina.
Now, wow.
What's kind of... I mean,
I buy my tamales where I buy my shrimp.
Not where you buy your gas.
No.
Do you get shrimp tamales?
Oh, no, well, if you're lucky before they run out.
Yeah. Gas prices have fallen 11 straight weeks. Now, what's really interesting is what a bunch of suckers we are. I mean, because think about this. We're to the point where we are excited about the gas getting to be $3.
Well, it's conditioning. It's taken us 5 years to get here, but we are being conditioned.
Oil companies raised the prices really dramatically, and they did that for a long time, so that now we think $3 is a really, 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 really good deal.
So if you think you'll ever see gas below $2.50 a gallon, you're fooling yourself.
Crude oil prices are already...
Unless it happens just on election day and then stops.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, that's when it'll happen.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Crude oil prices are already $13 lower than they were in February when the prices were starting to go up. The last time the cost of oil was this low, the price of oil right now, the last time oil was this price, gas was between $2.50 and $2.75. And
here I rest we are, my case.
Right, here we are celebrating that it's at $3.26. Now, granted, a lot of us have got money in the stock market, in investments in oil.
In so, big oil,
yeah,
big evil oil.
Right. So it's not like
where they
we
grind
don't,
up children they, to make gasoline.
They do, and little pink elephants also.
Don't
Hello.
Forget puppies.
Yep.
Yes, how can you expect College Station to be the friendliest town? What? We still have George Bush to live down.
You know, you're right. Every day we wake up. Oh, man. Oh. How could we have no chance?
That's right. We need anyway. To name that street after a cow again.
That's what I'm...
It's a cow again.
Is that what we're going to call it? Cowigan Street?
Cowigan. I thought we'd just go back to Jersey.
Yeah. Rename it Heifer.
No, not heifer.
That's derogatory.
I grew up on a street named after sheep. So there you go. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Does nothing to dispel any stereotypes associated with Texas A&M, but sure.
Yikes.
What was the name of the street?
Mass.
You? What?
Suffolk.
Oh.
Suffolk. That's right over there by where they used to burn the bonfire.
No, I remember where Suffolk is.
You remember?
I didn't know it was there.
Anyway, General Motors has issued two safety recalls. You might want to pay attention to these. This is a little more than your windshield wiper.
One slight inconvenience is that your steering wheel may pop off at 75 miles an hour.
Actually, according to the New York Times, owners will receive less. Oh, no, but wait. No.
And you'll go, wee.
It's June 25th, okay?
Yeah. It is. Thank you.
Okay. According to the New York Times, owners will receive letters by mid-July.
Oh, good.
Explaining the issues. One recall affects 475,000 vehicles that may have parts that cause fires in the engine compartment.
Oh, that's almost as good as the steering wheel coming off.
That's what I'm saying. The other affects 61,000 cruises. That could have a problem with welds in the rear of the vehicle. But, I mean, that whole thing about your engine compartment might catch on fire. Could you email me that, maybe? Could you maybe let me know before mid-July if I've got one of those? You know, I'd kind of like to know. But, you know.
Well, I just saw this morning that they've added a third shift at the Arlington plant. That's how.
Yes.
You know what they make up there? They make them gas guzzlers.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Tahoes and Suburbans.
Look, we're Texans. We are thrilled to death that gas is approaching $3 a gallon.
That's right.
We are ready to go burn it. We're going to go burn it. All right. Let's see.
We all need to take a breath here.
We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We're getting testosterone Texas here.
All day, every day, Denny's and Bryant has three famous Grand Slams for only $2.99. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Get the Denny's Classic Burger, fries, and a drink for only $5 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryant, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99 and the $5 Classic Burger Meal from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Denny's and Bryant, north on the bypass to the FM 2018 exit at the gas truck stop, where you'll find Bud and Bud Light in the 18-pack for only $13.99 through the month of June.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebrityspa.net.
The first and official word on Texas A&M Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. Keep up all summer long with the latest news, releases, schedules, profiles, rosters, the stats from last year. You name it, we've got it. Spend time with your Aggies on AggieAthletics.com. Get the latest on tickets, TV schedules when they become available, and game times upon release. Your official site for Texas A&M Athletics all year long. AggieAthletics.com.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. About 10 minutes till. I just hope Bob and Jen have a good day. I
mean, right.
I'm concerned that we don't have control of that.
They don't get there and try to flip that waffle, and it just opens up and spills everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. Heaven forbid there's an omelet station there, and I told you I didn't want mushrooms in my omelet.
That's right. For everything it is and everything that it does, the iPad is pretty cost-effective slab of consumer hardware. Of course, like any other piece of electronics, it needs a constant flow of electricity to keep it going, and all those chargers and recharges can add up to quite the utility bill, or not.
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah, I heard or not.
Yeah. According to a study, iPad users who fully charge their tablets every other day consume an average of less than 1 kilowatt hour of energy a month. That comes to $1.36.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That's not bad. For what it does for you?
$1.36 a month?
No, per year.
A year. Yeah, that's what Rush was saying.
Yeah, you said a month at first. So yeah. That's even better.
Not bad at all. So there we go. And let's see what else we got going on here. Florida real estate agent checking a vacant rental house. Discovered a large collection of stolen property, including a loaded AK-47, pistols, drugs, bicycles. Discoverer also found some prescription drugs there. Also they found in the rental house a blue motor scooter, a gas generator, a deep fryer, stereo system, surround sound speakers, vehicle engine, automobile tires. Okay, then it says here, the real estate agent has changed the locks on the door. Okay, like that's going to stop them? They got loaded guns in there? Oh, let me just change the locks on the door.
Oh, we'll never get in now. Yeah,
I'll just go get a go spend $37 at Home Depot and get a lock, and everything will be just fine.
I guess the ruse is over. Yeah. It's fun while it lasted.
You know, discretion.
Back to an honest living for us.
That's right. Discretion is never a bad idea when breaking the law. Guy walking down a Michigan street last week with a bandana covering his face because of a recent bank robbery in the area, police stopped him. Ask him if they should know something. He said, well...
Takes a big dog to weigh 100 pounds. Now you know something.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. That's something you heard over the weekend you wanted to share?
Yeah. No, okay. No. I heard that a long time ago.
I understand.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just one of those... That was an answer to that empty question of, hey, man, hey, what you know good?
I got you.
Takes a big dog, weigh 100 pounds.
There you go. Anyway. So they ask if he had anything that they should know about.
Somebody will stop me in a grocery store in 2 days and say, what was that that Chase said the other day? And I said, I don't remember.
Well, just say to him.
That mean not have to listen to him.
Just say to him there's a 10% chance of anything that could happen.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back-to-school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's the 25th of June. You know, I guess you've probably noticed that.
I love this part.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But no, we're...
excuse me. Happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Yeah. We're about a week and a day away from the big old Elizabeth Lutheran Church July 3rd celebration.
That's right. Oh, and that's always a big
day. 3rd of July.
I got the stuff right here today. I'm just telling you.
Did you get your hat already?
No. I haven't got a hat yet.
Oh, God.
But I mean...
I'll tell you what, if I don't get a hat, I'm going to have bone to pick with those Lutherans.
I'm going to have a bone to pick with the Lutherans. That's the other thing Chase said.
I'm just telling you, we got deals.
I'm going to nail my 95 theses to their door and see how they like it. So.
I'm just telling you, we got deals from the Zip in there, from Big Pop's Diner.
I was going to say, that's the catfish kitchen. Place, isn't it?
Cat's Kitchen. No,
Cat's Kitchen. Okay.
And Super Donuts and the Longhorn Bar and Grill and Johnson Shell and ELC Celebrations and just...
Is this all for us or we got to give it away?
No, we got to give it away.
Next thing you know, I mean, this is growing so much, we're going to eventually end up with season tickets to Hornet football.
I hope so. If you'll recall, this is something I think 3 years ago, maybe longer ago.
It's probably been more like 10.
Probably so that we did a most... what was a most,
most expenses paid? Yeah. We got them a rental car. Yeah. But they had to put the gas in it. No, actually, they didn't because we had the vouchers or the gift
certificate
to the gas
station. Yeah, we did. That's right.
The only thing they had to do was actually return the car.
Yeah. And I guess they did, but you know we weren't asked to do it again, so I'm not sure.
No.
So you know how old ladies can get over food samples at Walmart, right?
Nah, how old can they get? Oh, I misinterpreted the question there.
I mean, do you know how those old
ladies felt? Oh, I see.
All right.
Well, anyway. That's what happens when you don't clarify with your grammar.
Right.
That's right.
Two of them got in a fight over a cutting board.
What?
Yep, one of them ended up stuck in a fruit cooler.
Good grief, she lost.
Golly, there's a country song we have. Stuck in a fruit cooler.
Best part was how the local TV station did such a lame job of covering this thing.
Well, now, obviously, this is a small market if it warranted television coverage.
Well, and they had surveillance footage of these two old women as a matter of fact.
Oh, grand.
And there's not much to see. One woman comes up and grabs the cutting board from the other. Then the other one chases her and grabs the cutting board and pushes her into one of those big island coolers.
But now wait a second,
where they keep things like veggies and cheese and meats.
But wait, I mean that sounds like two employees because I mean customers would not be grappling over the cutting board; they would want the product. I'm just saying. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, she couldn't get out of the cooler. An employee had to come over and help her.
Yeah.
Apparently there's
first verse of the song right there.
Yeah.
Apparently there is friction between the women. They have a history. Police arrested 63-year-old Dorothy Kemp, who when asked about it said, "I don't know nothing about anything that happened. I don't know nothing about anything that happened."
Or birth and babies.
Yeah, so Dorothy and whoever this other lady is apparently have not gotten along for quite a while. And this is just the latest in the problems that they've had. Excuse me, the issues that they've had. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
At anniversary of that little bighorn thing, you know, remember that?
Oh, Sitting Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had this thing called a Gatling gun, but George Custer said, "I don't need no stinking Gatling gun."
Well, he needed a haircut, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's
might
true.
Have been different. You can tell why he graduated last in his class at West Point. That's the 61st anniversary of the first color telecast set by CBS to 5 East Coast cities. Nobody owned a color TV at the time, but, you know, things said they did it. And in 1950, war broke out in the Korean Peninsula. Mm. That's right, 1950.
The Forgotten War.
Yeah, if that hadn't happened, we wouldn't have MASH. And
or Kim Jong-il.
That's right.
Oh, wait, we don't have him anymore.
No, we don't. And in 1997, an unmanned cargo ship crashed into the MER space station. Knocking out half the power. You got a minute.
Gavin McLeod was never the same.
Movies over the weekend. Brave gets a hero, or rather a heroine's welcome. Brave opened number one this weekend at the box.